All right, all our bags are packed.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so excited to go to St. Louis, Missouri.
If we're going to Missouri, why are you dressed like you're going to the beach?
Because we are going to the beach, Marvin.
There's no beach in St. Louis.
Marvin, prepare to be wrong. Check this out. What's that right next to the arch? That's right, it's a beach. Can you imagine floating in a pool floaty and looking up at the arch? I think that's heaven, Marvin.
Well, that looks like a river.
Yeah, the Mississippi.
I can't wait to go snorkeling and eat Mexican food.
Oh, Marvin, they have the best Mexican food. I swear, it's like they hop the border and come straight to St. Louis.
So you've been to St. Louis before?
Yeah, we go every summer.
Boyne says it's the cheapest beach you can go to.
Yeah, it's amazing, Marvin. See in the picture? There's nobody else there. It's like having your own private beach just for you and also that barge.
Okay, well, why don't we go somewhere more tropical, like Oklahoma?
Marvin, everybody's going to be swimming in the beaches of Oklahoma this time of year. You know where they're not going to be? St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, well, let's not miss our flight. Grab your bags.
Yeah, we got to hurry up. We have a Southwest flight, and it's like riding a bus. There's no assigned seating. It's just first come, first serve. So we might not actually even be sitting together. I swear, if I get seated next to a crying baby, I'm going to punch it in the face.
Well, if you punch, it's going to cry more.
Not if I punch it hard enough, Marvin. Just kidding, but maybe I'm not. Come on, let's go!
How lucky of us that we all get to sit together in one row.
I know, isn't it great, Marvin?
Danny, what would happen if your plane crashed into a building?
Jeffy, don't say stuff like that.
Well, it happened 3 times, almost 4.
Jeffy, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's not going to happen, so shut up.
All right, one more question. How do we know that the pilot didn't catch his wife cheating on him and he's about to crash the plane on purpose to get back at life?
Oh, I'm trying to freak out, Jeffy!
Calm down. That's not going to happen. They screen the pilots every day, I think.
I hate sitting in the middle seat. And I'm sitting next to a baby.
Fungus, sit down.
What the fuck? You named your baby Fungus? Well, would you like to sit next to Fungus?
No, she likes the window seat.
Okay, well, do you want to switch seats with me so I can sit on the end and you can sit with Fungus?
No, I like the aisle seat.
Oh, yeah, that makes fucking sense.
Mama! 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 Mama!
I think
Mama.
It wants your attention.
Mama!
That's okay. She's self-soothing. She'll calm down in 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, that is just fucking perfect. Hey, you think you could cry louder? I don't think my eardrums have ruptured yet. Where? How do you like it? Where?
Can I get y'all anything before takeoff?
Yeah, I'd like a bomb so I can blow this plane up.
Sir, you can't say bomb on an airplane.
Oh, sorry. Well, can I at least get some earplugs then?
Oh, shoot, I just gave away my last pair.
Oh, well, those people also sitting next to a screaming baby?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm sure they needed it way more than I do. Oh, one more thing. Hypothetically, if I were to punch this baby, would I still be able to go to St. Louis?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wah!
Oh, I really want to
Wah!
See that arch.
Wah! Wah!
Okay, that's it. Shut up, baby. Shut up. Give you something to cry about. Yourself.
That baby sounds like it's being murdered.
Hey.
What? Go back to your seat.
I just punched a baby over there, and now the flight attendant is saying I have to switch seats.
Would any of y'all mind switching seats with him?
Rose, you want to switch seats with him?
Sure, I'll sit by a baby.
Wait, really? I get a window seat? I gotta start punching babies more often. Oh, Marvin, this is the perfect way to start a vacation in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm on a Southwest flight right next to my best buddy. Hey, Marvin, what do you think the odds are that the flight attendant will suck me off in the bathroom?
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. That's crazy. That wouldn't happen. That's crazy. But maybe, right? No, I wouldn't let it get that far. I wouldn't do that.
This is your captain speaking. I just want everyone to know that last night I caught my wife cheating on me with 3 black guys. So you're gonna have to bear with me. Prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Marvin, it sounds like the captain's having a rough day. But don't worry, he'll cheer right up as soon as we land in St. Louis, Missouri. Happiest place on earth! Bumpy takeoff.
Well, it's really, really bumpy.
Really bumpy takeoff.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna crash it.
What?
It's gonna be full.
Wait a minute. What happened? Wait, I thought I punched you.
Can I get y'all anything before takeoff?
You already asked us that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
This is your captain speaking. I just want everyone to know that last night I caught my wife cheating on me with 3 black guys. So you're gonna have to bear with me. Prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Wait a minute. That means this plane's gonna crash. I need to get off this plane. Wait, come on. Marvin, Rose, Jeffy. Marvin, Jeffy, Rose. I just had a vision that this plane is gonna crash.
Well, it's gonna crash.
Yeah, I had a That's So Raven moment. We need to get off this plane.
Okay, what about your wife?
Oh, yeah. Karen, we're leaving. Come on, let's go. Oh, hey, look at that. I left my bag. See, isn't it good that we got off that plane?
Why'd you make us get off the plane? We missed our flight.
Yeah, what the hell is going on, Boiny?
Yeah, what the hell is going on, Boiny?
Well, I had a vision that the plane was going to crash.
You daydreamed the plane crashing so you made us all miss our vacation?
No, it wasn't a daydream. It was really realistic. Like, I punched this baby in the face, and then I came and sat with Marvin, and then the pilot said he was sad, and then he crashed the plane.
It sounds like you fell asleep in your seat and had a bad dream.
No, trust me, I could not have fallen asleep with that baby screaming at me.
Boiny, you ruined our summer vacation!
Yeah!
Okay, well, you guys are gonna thank me when that plane crashes.
I don't think that plane's gonna crash. Planes don't crash anymore. Planes are very safe.
Look, the news!
Breaking news, Mkay! A plane, during takeoff, drove off the runway and crashed into a building, killing all 180 passengers on board.
Oh my god!
How horrible! Those poor people!
Yes! Yes, I was right! Yes! Face, 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 face! Oh yeah, you guys didn't believe me, but then I whipped out the dick of truth and I was like, ugh, all over you guys! Oh yeah, I was like, the plane's gonna crash, and you were like, nuh-uh, and then you know what happened? It blew up! It crashed! And yes, I know I'm being a little insensitive because 180 people died, but I know 5 motherfuckers who didn't! Right, Marvin? Right? We are alive! Yes, because of me! Because of how right I was! I'm totally gonna use this at parties. I'm gonna be like, hey, you know that plane that crashed? I was on it until I got off because I had a bad feeling. I like making stuff about me. You know, like whenever I see a car accident on the news, and I'm like, I drive on that street all the time! That totally could have been me! But it wasn't, but I'm still gonna make a Facebook post about how it could have been. Yummy the likes! Oh god, I love being right so much! Okay, Karen, come on. Let's go home and you make me dinner to celebrate how right I am.
I cannot believe we just escaped death.
All right, Boiny, your taquitos will be ready in about 20 minutes.
Yummy, taquitos. I like those.
I know you do, Boiny. Oh, Boiny, whose dollar and one penny is this on the counter?
It's mine, Karen. Don't touch it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to move it out of my way. Oh, no! Boiny, Boiny, I dropped your penny down the garbage disposal!
Well, you better get it, goddammit. That's a 1997 penny. I like that year.
Okay, Boiny. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, deep!
Oh my god, that's so hot. Oh, that's so hot. Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Damn, Karen, what's all that screaming about? If you burnt the taquitos, we can always just get Uber Eats. Karen? Oh god, you definitely burned the taquitos. It smells like a burning body. Well, Karen, I'm gonna go over to Marvin's house. Definitely not a strip club. It's definitely gonna be Marvin's house. No strip clubs for me. Just Marvin. Okay.
Marvin, it's just so sad those people died today. We could have died.
I know, but we didn't. We got off the plane, so just be grateful we're alive.
Oh, hey, Dad. Look how high I'm jumping.
Jeffy, no jumping on the trampoline in the living room.
Oh, trampoline dick. Bounce up and down and shit.
Seriously, Jeffy, people lost their lives. There's no mood to jump on a trampoline right now.
Well, jumping on your trampoline makes me feel better. Dang, how high do you think I can jump?
Jeffy was jumping on the trampoline. He got decapitated by the ceiling fan.
Oh my god, Jeffy!
Yeah, that, more of that.
Oh, no!
What do we do?
I'm gonna go take a bath.
A bath?
Yes, I'm gonna take a bath because I'm sad.
But you don't take a bath and you see someone die.
Marvin, it's my sad bath time.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta call 911. Why do I call 911? He's already dead. There's no saving him. He's dead. His head's completely off. What do I do?
Oh, this bath is making me feel so much better. Oh, I'm gonna watch TikTok on my phone.
Hey, buddy, I think my wife burned dinner. You want to come to the strip club with me?
I just saw my son get decapitated by a ceiling fan.
Well, that's why we don't put trampolines under ceiling fans. There you go, buddy. What do we learn?
You don't care that my son is dead?
Well, listen, you're not the only one dealing with the dead body, okay? I'm pretty sure my wife fell into an oven and got cooked to death.
You saw that happen to her?
Well, I didn't see it, but I heard it. I didn't want to see it because I didn't want to be traumatized. But I'm also kind of freaking out because I saw this movie called Final Destination where some people avoid dying in a plane crash and then they start dying in freak accidents. And I'm pretty sure that's what's happening happening to us because my wife is dead, your son is dead, and I don't see your wife, so I'm assuming she's dead too.
My wife might be dead?
Yeah, probably. So I figure if we're gonna die anyway, we might as well die at the strip club, right? I mean, what's the worst that could happen there? A stripper's ass is too fat and it engulfs my head and I suffocate? Or I'm sucking on titties and they're too fat and I suffocate? That sounds like a pretty good death to me, Marvin.
Yeah, I guess the best place to die is a strip club.
Yeah, exactly. So, how are we gonna get there?
Well, we can take my car.
No cars. There's a car accident in Final Destination 2 and it's horrible. A log goes through a windshield. No, I don't want to deal with that.
Okay,
Do you have a bike? No, because then if the chain breaks, it might slit our throat, and I don't want to do that either.
Why don't we just walk?
No, because we could get hit by a car or lightning or another plane. No, that's no good.
We can just call an Uber, right?
Yes, that's a good idea. I don't think death would kill an innocent Uber driver just to get to us. Good idea.
Okay, let me call the Uber.
Let me get my bowling ball.
Wait, why are you bringing a bowling ball to a strip club?
Because there's a bowling alley at the strip club, Marvin. It's called Tens and Pins, because you can look at tens while you're knocking down pins. It's great.
Oh, okay. The Uber's almost here.
Oh, last one there is a rotten egg.
Oh, no, I'm going down there.
Oh, no fair, I gotta roll my ball.
I'm gonna make it to the Uber first. I'm not gonna be a rotten egg.
I'm gonna catch you, Marvin. Oh, shit, watch out. Ouch. Oh, yeah, that would happen. Yeah, I am definitely in a Final Destination movie. I really gotta get to the strip club. Oh, man, I am ready to die. Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, what's your name?
I'm Brooklyn Guy.
Great, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm just looking for something to kill me.
Oh, my God, are you depressed?
No, I'm in a pretty good mood. I just know I'm gonna die soon.
Oh, is it like cancer?
No, it's gonna be a freak accident.
Are you a psychic?
Well, maybe. I did have a vision earlier that helped me avoid a plane crash.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Hey, can I give you money to do stuff to me?
Sure, but I have to tell you, I have HIV.
Oh, there it is. That's how it's gonna get me. I'm looking death in the face. Yep, I can't cheat death twice. You know what? I don't even think I want to. This is how I die.
Hey, no touching the lettuce!
Oh, no, I paid.
Oh, no! Fuck! No, not like this! Oh, come on! No, it was supposed to be hot! I was supposed to die in the titties! It's not fair! Curse you, cruel death!
Chaz, I love being a billionaire.
I know, you tell me every day, sir.
Chaz, feed me chocolate. Oh.
Very well, sir.
Throw it in my mouth. Spanking for missing and being bad at throwing.
Two, sir.
You have two ass cheeks, Chaz. You want me to hit the hole?
No, sir, please.
All right, Chaz, now fetch me my phone. I want to look at the stock market.
Very well, sir.
Hey! What are you doing in my house? You're the gardener. You're supposed to be outside. Get the fuck out.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my hedge clippers.
You're not going to find your hedge clippers in my fucking living room. Now go! Chives, help!
What, sir?
Stinky's in the house. Get him out.
I don't know why he's in here.
Hey! Get out of the fucking house!
Can I use your bathroom first,
Leon? No, use my bathroom? Fuck them. No, you can't use my bathroom. You shit in the yard. You dig a hole, you take a shit, and you plant an orange tree. Neuronhoff, now get!
Okay.
Chives, never let that happen again.
I will have a talk with the gardener.
Yes, you will. Chives, did you see where a CEO of a healthcare company was shot outside his hotel?
Oh, I did hear about that. Shot in broad daylight.
Why didn't his bodyguard protect him?
Well, he didn't have a bodyguard.
Didn't have a bodyguard? Chives, I don't have a bodyguard. What if someone tries to shoot me?
Well, then I would be very happy.
Chives.
But unfortunately, I'm not that lucky.
Chives, I think I need a bodyguard.
And who would want to kill you?
I don't know, Chives. Everyone loves me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should get a bodyguard just in case. So what I want you to do is I want you to find every bodyguard you can think of and let's have an audition.
Very well, sir.
Oh, God. Fuck out!
Oh, my God.
All right, sir, I have arranged several interviews for your bodyguard position.
Okay, send them in.
Very well, sir. The first candidate is a gentleman named Screwball.
Screwball?
Screwball, yes.
All right, come on in.
question. The fuck are you doing? You're dressed like a clown. You look like a dickhead. Do you even know what this job's supposed to be for?
Well, Mr. Businessman, I saw the flyer and thought that you were hiring.
Well, this is for a bodyguard position, not a little kid's birthday party.
I'm actually not allowed within 500 feet of kids or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. So I have a question for you. Let's say an assassin's trying to kill me. How would you protect me?
Well, I'd pull out my snake balloon because people are afraid of snakes. I'd go...
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm sorry. Did I get the job?
We'll call you.
But you don't have my number.
Get the fuck out!
Ow! That wasn't very nice.
Chives, the next one better be good because I don't know what the hell that was.
Well, it is a public application, sir. Anyone can apply.
Well, maybe it should be a little less public. Who's the next one?
The next candidate's name is Shrek.
Shrek?
Yes, sir.
The ogre guy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, donkey, I'm here for the job interview of being a bodyguard.
Well, you're definitely big, so if someone tries to shoot me, you can take a bullet for me and all that fat.
Yes, I can, business donkey. My ass has gotten pretty fat from all the cheesecake. So I do have one question, business donkey. How many snack breaks do I get? And how many bathroom breaks do I get? Because, you see, I have to shit for at least 6 hours of the day. You see, my asshole gets clogged, and I call it constipate. So it takes about 6 hours for me to break through the barrier and release the demon from my bowels, Mr. Business Donkey. And then I'm going to need about 4 hours to sit there and think about it and recover. Then I need another 3 hours to wipe. But also sometimes I do let it crust. So guilty as charged on the crust. So I always shit, but I don't always wipe. So sometimes pizza crust, sometimes wipey wipe, but always shitty shit.
I'm sorry. The position has been filled. It was nice meeting you.
Well, darn it. That's okay. But do you mind if I take a shit in your bathroom before I leave?
No, I'm sorry. My toilets have weight limits, so please leave.
All right. See you later. I'm going to go home and have some Sara Lee cheesecake.
Did he just fly away by flapping his arms?
He did, sir.
Well, fuck the Wright brothers, I guess. Who's next, Chives? Because these candidates have not been good.
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name is Woody.
Woody? Like when your wieners are?
No, sir. Like, his name is Woody.
Chewy boy! My name's Woody, and I'm here for the job interview.
Ooh, a sheriff. It would be nice to have someone with law enforcement experience. So if someone was trying to kill me, how would you protect me?
Well, I'd see him coming from miles away with my binoculars. And I usually use these to hunt shrimpos. And when I see the shrimpo, I do the call.
That's enough. Hush. We'll definitely call you. You're at the top of the list.
All right, good. I'll see you later.
Chives, what the fuck? These candidates suck. First you get me a clown, then you get me an ogre, and now you got me a mental patient? Where are all the good bodyguard candidates?
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name, it's Crush.
Crush? Hell yeah, that sounds badass. Send him in.
I hope he is.
Oh, look at this house, man. It's like way up here, dude. Like cuckoo, ca-choo. So like, what's this even about, man? Cause I'm looking and I'm seeing people that are looking like I'm about to join the fucking Men in Black, dude. Like shoot some fucking aliens and wipe people's fucking minds. This could be righteous.
This is a bodyguard position to protect my life. So how would you save me if someone was trying to kill me?
Alright, so let me tell you what's gonna happen, man. Like, Spider-Man's gonna come down from the shit, like, upside down, dude. And then Dr. Octoose and the Green Goober are gonna be going at it. And I'm gonna be in the Batmobile, hotboxing that motherfucker, dude! And then Batman's gonna be like, where's my car, dude? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? And then Batman's gonna be like, it was just right here, dude. And then Robin's gonna be like, you got a tattoo. And Batman's gonna be like, what'd it say? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? But to be honest with you, man, I don't really like violence. I prefer to like roll a fatty and then just like talk to the dude, right? Like about the stars and stuff, like the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper. And you know what's fucked up, man? You know what's really screwed up? Is when some people are the Big Dipper and some people are the Little Dipper. Dude, sometimes I feel like I'm the Little Dipper, dude. And that's just not fucking cool, dude. Like sometimes I just want to be the Big Dipper, right?
Are you done? We drug test. I'm sorry.
Fuck, man, I thought I totally had it. I thought I was going to be part of the Men in Black.
No, no Men in Black here. Chives, please tell me that all these other candidates were just jokes and you actually have a real legit candidate lined up.
Well, there is one more candidate, sir. His name is Craig and he called himself the Devil.
Oh, the Devil. That sounds scary. That sounds like he's a killer. So, where is he?
Well, he was supposed to be here by now.
Wait, it is I, the Devil.
Please tell me he's going to hell.
Yup, first class ticket.
Well, at least it's first class, and I don't have to sit with the poor that's going to hell. So how would you protect me if someone was trying to kill me?
I would just let them kill you, because how evil. I'm supposed to be a bodyguard, but I'm going to let you die.
Well, obviously you're not getting the job, you fucking dickhead. Get out of here. Chives, I need some fresh air. Drive me around in my Lamborghini.
Very well, sir.
Hey, Dottie, peep the fit.
That's a hot dog costume, Jeffy.
Wiener time.
What?
Wiener time!
Oh, that's right, Marvin, I forgot. It's Wiener Friday. We have to eat hot dogs.
Wiener Friday? Wouldn't it make more sense if it was Wiener Wednesday?
Well, it used to be, Marvin, but now it's Wonton Soup Wednesday.
Okay, well, let's wait for next Wednesday to be Wiener Wednesday.
Nope, that's Wheat Bread Wednesday.
What? Wheat Bread Wednesday.
Wiener time!
Jeffy, we don't have any hot dogs.
Hot dog time!
Oh, Marvin, you could go to the gas station and get hot dogs that they have on those roller things.
Those are disgusting.
Jeffy will eat them.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
I'm not going
hot
to the gas station.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
That's a long drive. I'm not
hot
going.
Dog time?
I'm not doing
wiener
it.
Wiener time. Hot dog time? Wiener time.
No, I'm not going.
Hot dog time? Wiener
okay,
time.
Okay, fine. I'll get you a goddamn hot dog.
Hot dog time.
Chives, where did you take me? What is this poor place?
This is the gas station, sir. The car needs gas to move.
Well, why don't I just put money in it?
Well, that's what the gas is, sir.
Well, hurry up.
Very well, sir. Oh, come on, damn thing.
What's going on, Chives?
It says, please see cashier.
Well, go in there and see him.
I can't. You have to be the one to go in there. It's your card.
Oh, fine. But if I go in there and catch some poor disease, I'm going to be pissed.
Hello, thank you for coming to the gas station. What can I do for you?
Smells so poor in here. Wait, what are these things?
Scratch-offs, you can win money.
Money, you say?
Excuse me, where are the hot dogs?
Marvin, what are you doing at the gas station? You don't have money for things.
Well, I was just going to buy some hot dogs.
Hot dogs? So you have money for hot dogs, but you don't have money to pay your house payment.
Well, my family, they're just kind of hungry.
Well, my bank account's hungry for your house payment. But show me these hot dogs.
Okay, here's the hot dogs.
Ew, poor! Marvin, these hot dogs are just rolling around on a table?
Yeah, you grab one and eat it.
This is like some sort of hot dog petting zoo. You can come up and just pet them. You can even feed them ketchup and mustard if you want to.
But listen, I just need to grab a few. I gotta eat them.
You're going to eat this, Marvin? How do you know a homeless man didn't come in here and rub his dick all over him?
I don't know that.
So you're willing to take that gamble? Well, Marvin, how do you know? There's no cameras in here or anything to see if a homeless man put his dick on it.
Listen, it's wiener time.
Wiener time? That is not a thing, Marvin.
I just need to grab a few because from Jeffy and my wife.
Wiener time. You know what, Marvin? Let's go talk to the guy and see how much these hot dogs are. Come on.
I think they're like a dollar.
Hey, 9/11, how much are the hot dogs rolling around on the table over there?
$3?
Marvin, if you pull out $3 right now, you don't owe a house payment.
I was going to use my credit card.
That's still my money, so no! Sorry, sir. We're not buying anything. Marvin here gets a banana.
Congratulations.
And your family will thank me because at least they won't have to eat something that had a dick all over it. And if someone put the dick on the banana, at least they can pull the peel back.
Freeze! Give me all the money in the register!
Ah!
Oh, you look like you have money. Give me your money now or you die!
What does that smell?
Is that banana? I am allergic to banana!
Marvin! You saved my life!
I didn't do anything.
Marvin, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna hire you to be my bodyguard. So all you gotta do is just follow me around for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
What? I gotta get home.
No! You're coming with me. Your first mission is to watch me while I sleep. Come on.
I'm not gonna steal that.
Marvin's goddamn banana. Alright, Marvin. You stand right there and you watch me sleep. And if anyone tries to break into that window, you kill them.
I don't have a weapon.
Well, you karate chop that motherfucker, Marvin!
Okay.
Alright. Chives! Where's my milk?
Right here, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chives. I didn't know my arms were 30 fucking feet long. I didn't know my arms were 29 fucking feet long.
Good boy.
What?
Chut, did you shave your pubes and put it in my milk?
Yes.
You drink it. That's going to be your dinner.
Oh, sorry, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, part of the job is no phones. You better not answer that phone.
Hello?
Marvin, you're supposed to let it go to voicemail.
Marvin, where are you? The gas station isn't that far away.
I got a job.
At the gas station?
No, Goodman was at the gas station and he was hiring a bodyguard, so I have to watch him all night.
That's weird, Marvin.
Wiener time!
Chippy keeps saying wiener time.
Wiener time!
All right, baby, wiener time's got to be later.
Marvin, don't you talk dirty to your wife! That's gross!
Baby, I gotta go, bye.
Wiener time, Marvin? That's crazy if that's how she asked for it.
But it's
wiener time. All this wiener time talk's making me want wiener time. Quinceañera! Wiener time!
Right now, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, you get under here.
Okay.
Marvin, you watch the whole time.
What?
You gotta make sure she doesn't kill me.
What? I don't want to watch this, please.
Look into my eyes, Marvin.
No!
Marvin, did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't.
Liar! I sleep with my eyes open. I saw the whole thing.
Listen, can I go home? I've been up all night.
No, Marvin, it's a 24-hour job.
What?
You have to take me to the bank.
But the bank for what?
I count my money every morning, so you have to take me to the bank. You're my bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
All right, come on.
I'm so tired.
All right, Marvin, you watch my back while I count my money.
Good morning, Mr. Goodman. How are you today?
Rich as always. Last night I gave my maid an Alabama Hot Pocket. My buddy Marvin here watched, didn't you, Marvin?
It was disgusting.
Marvin, don't be rude. Turn around and say hi.
Hi.
Time to die, Goodman.
Marvin, I told you to watch my back.
I turned my back for literally 1 second.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Oh, well, let me just grab my... Marvin, hurry up and shoot him! Shoot him! Stop it and shoot him! Why are you not shooting him?
Move out of the way.
Marvin, you're fired!
All right, time to die. Oh. Wait, it's Jim!
Oh, come on. Marvin, hurry up! It's Jim! Karate chop him!
Ouch! Oh my God, my nose hurts.
Oh,
now it's fixed.
Hold on. Before you kill me, how much are they paying you to kill me?
$10,000.
$10,000? I'll pay you $20,000 not to kill me. I'll pay you $30,000 to tell me who hired you.
Deal. It was the gardener.
The gardener? The gardener doesn't have $10,000. Maybe he has 10,000 pesos.
Well, yeah, that's what he was going to pay me.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you 50,000 pesos not to kill me, and you go kill the gardener.
Deal.
Oh, sorry, Marvin, but you're fired.
Okay.
So, you ever heard of Wiener Farm?
The cow goes moo, and the pig goes oink, and the dog goes woof, and the snake goes... And the snake goes... Marvin, the snake goes... And the sheep goes,
what are you doing? I'm practicing my bat swing so I can play baseball and get paid $100 million. And if I'm really good and I eat my food with chopsticks and I'm good at math and have a tiny wiener, then I'll get paid $700 million.
Practice somewhere else.
Marvin, will you pass me the frog?
Yeah, I'll get you the frog.
Get up, bitch!
Oh my God, Marvin, are you okay?
Mommy, I think I killed Daddy.
Oh my God, I'm gonna go get a doctor!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, Jeffy hit Marvin in the face.
Ooh, a puzzle. Oh, I love these things. The frog goes... Well, that actually depends on the species of frog. You know, every frog sounds different. This looks like it could be Rhonoclamatans. Although, now that I'm really looking at it, I think it's Lithobates catasbionus. Yep, that's what it is. The Lithobates catasbionus goes...
The shit that's in my diaper goes...
You're missing a chicken.
Yes, I know, but can you please help Marvin? Jeffy hit him in the face with a baseball bat.
There's always something going on around here.
Is Marvin going to be okay?
Well, he might have a concussion.
Is that bad?
Nah, the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets him all the time. He seems to love it.
I want a brother.
Huh?
Jeffy, you can't have a brother.
Oh, really? Not letting them have black friends in 2024? What's wrong with you?
What?
Martin Luther King had a dream.
That's not what he's talking about.
Oh, you mean like a brother. I thought you meant like a brother, you know, like a homie. Well, listen, kid, that's not gonna happen either. Not unless your mom starts giving it up, which, according to Marvin's text, she's not.
Excuse me?
All I'm saying is maybe give the man some poo-poo every now and then.
Can you please just help Marvin out?
That's what I'm trying to do. He's starving for some poo-poo.
With the concussion.
I don't know, try giving us some poo-poo. That
I want your poo-poo.
Well, listen, I think we're all getting distracted. The best way you could possibly get something like a brother is making friends, but who has time for that? So I think the only thing logical to do would be to clone yourself, which I don't usually do, because that involves a toaster oven, and that's not my machine. But I do have something that might help. Let me get it. Eureka, the clone gun!
What's it do?
Well, you see, scientists all over the world have been trying to make a clone machine so they can clone organs for organ transplants, or to clone food to end world hunger, but I think that's stupid. I think it'd be cool if you had, like, a really hot nurse and you wanted to have a threesome with her, so you cloned her, and you had a threesome with her and the clone. And then it wouldn't be weird, like, if they were twins, because then it would be incest, and that would be gross. But if it's just her and her clone, then there's nothing wrong with that. But see, the problem is, whenever I've done it, the clone doesn't want to do it, because she's always like, well, I'm not gay for myself. So then whenever I clone the girl, I tell her, try to think about being gay for yourself. I'll explain why in a second. But then every time I do it, the clone still doesn't want to have the threesome, and I'm starting to think the girl I'm cloning doesn't want to do the threesome either. Anyway, what I was saying is, the flaw with this machine is whatever you're thinking about when I clone you, that's how your clone's going to act. So if you're thinking about funny jokes, then your clone's going to tell funny jokes, or maybe just that one joke over and over again. And if you think about scary stuff, then your clone's going to be scary. So what you should do is think about however you want your brother to be, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Yep.
Pew.
Help me, stepbrother. I'm stuck. Stick in my Cooper.
What were you thinking about?
The hub.
Oh. Well, see, the cool thing about this clone gun is if you turn it this way, you can beat the clone to death and start over. Okay. Now, what you should do is think about how you really want your brother to act. You got it?
Okay.
Okay. Pew.
Hello.
Hi. Jeffy, what were you thinking about?
World domination!
I'm going to go take over the world!
Okay. So let's try again, and this time don't think about that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Pew! Oh, damn it. I'm all out of cologne.
What's the cologne for?
Well, the clone machine runs on cologne.
What kind of cologne?
Axe body spray. Does anybody have any Axe body spray? No? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're not in a middle school boys' locker room. Well, I guess that's it. You have an evil clone on the loose, and Marvin should be awake by now. I'm getting a little worried about that. We probably should have addressed that first. And I will send my bill in the mail.
Oh my god, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! An evil doctor scientist that is now for sale on smlmerch.com, link in the description, is threatening to poison the world's water supply. We have an exclusive video of that now.
I've done it! I've finally done it! With this, I can finally poison the world's water supply with nuclear piss. And the best part is, no one can stop me!
Whoa, somebody should really stop him.
Wait, aren't you a cop?
No, I'm a doctor. What the hell? How did that happen?
Go stop him!
Ugh, okay, fine. You know, I really thought this job was going to be me handing out speeding tickets and abusing my power. But now I got to do responsibilities. Ugh.
Now, how am I going to poison the whole world's water supply? I could either dump all the nuclear piss into the river, or I could rob a bank and then use all the stolen money from the bank at a gas station to buy all their bottles of water. Then I'll use the nuclear piss to poison the water bottles and hand them out to hurricane relief victims. It's perfect!
Hello, welcome to the bank. How may I help you?
Yes, I would like to withdraw $20 million from my bank account, please.
From checkings or savings?
Move out of my way! You're gonna give me all the money in this bank or die!
Sir, please, I'm gonna need you to take a number and wait your turn.
I'm sorry, what?
Take a number and wait your turn.
I am holding a firearm in front of your face. You do know that, right?
This is bulletproof glass.
Oh, we'll see about that! Well, I will, go sit in the lobby and wait my turn.
Thank you.
I can't believe I have to wait! I don't have time for this! I'm trying to take over the world!
Yeah, tell me about it. I hate the bank.
Number 53?
Number 53? But that's bullshit! I'm number 49! Number 49 comes before number 53!
Sorry, man.
Hello, sir. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about opening up a money market account.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, first we'll...
Just kidding! Give me all your money!
Ha ha! This is bulletproof glass!
Oh, sorry. Actually, can you just come down here for a second?
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Give me the money!
Oh, my God! You take it!
Yeah, that's right. You see this face? This is the face of the man that's robbing you! Never forget this face!
Oh, come on! I was gonna do that!
Sorry, man.
Next, number 49. Yes, 911, someone just robbed the bank!
Give me the rest of the money in the bank!
Sir, please, I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry, take your turn.
Sorry, 911, that was just a rude customer. Yes, someone just robbed the bank! Thank you! How may I help you?
Give me the rest of the money in the bank! Give it to me!
We don't have any money, he stole it all!
How much money is in my account?
You don't have an account with us, sir.
Don't have an account. I would like to open an account!
All right, we're offering a $20 sign-up bonus if you're military.
No.
Well, is anyone in your family military?
No.
Would you like to still open an account?
Sure.
All right, you need $5 deposit to start a checking.
Oh, come on! I don't have $5! Why do you think I'm grabbing a bank? Yes, a gas station. There has to be money here.
Give me all the money in the register.
Oh, don't shoot!
Come on, man. Didn't you get enough money from the bank?
Yeah, you're right. You can have this one.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register.
Is that a Nerf gun?
Hey, man, can I borrow your real gun?
Yeah, sure thing.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register!
Okay, please, don't shoot, I have a family!
Yeah, that's more like it.
Okay, here you go.
What is this?
Well, business at the gas station has been slow lately.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go shopping, and you stay right there!
Okay. Hey,
can I have my gun back?
Oh, sure, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna buy cases of water so I can poison them! Let's see, how much money do I have? $20, $30, $45. Hey! How much is a case of water?
$7.99.
Damn! $7.99? For that price, you're robbing me! Let's see, $7.99 a case. I have $45. That means I can get 5 cases. Yeah! Hold on, I have 4 more.
That's okay, take your time. That's a lot of water.
Damn, this is heavy. I'm very thirsty.
Yeah, I can see that.
You guys don't want to help, huh?
Nope.
Okay, how much?
Oh, let me see. That'll be $39.95.
Here.
All right, thank you.
Now give me the money that he just gave you.
Oh, darn it. Here you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I could have done that the whole time. I could have bought so much more water.
Have a nice day.
Finally, my plan to take over the world is almost complete. Now all I have to do is finish poisoning all these water bottles and then hand them out to hurricane relief victims. And some for you. And some for you. And some for you.
What is he talking to?
Yes. And
hey, stop it.
Oh no, the police! Well, you're too late. I've already started poisoning the world's water supply.
Okay, 5 cases of water is not the world's water supply.
Yeah, well, it's going to be once I save up more money and buy more water.
Why don't you just steal the water? You know, you being evil and all.
Stealing water? Well, I mean, that's just plain wrong!
You're trying to poison people. That seems pretty mean.
So?
How do you even know if that piss is poisonous?
Oh, you don't believe that this is poison. Well, allow me to prove it to you. Is that enough poison for you, huh? Is it poison?
Wow, that was really easy. Well, I did it. I killed him.
Wow, you're really good at your job.
Thank you. You know, not enough people tell me that.
Oh, what is going on?
Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. You missed the whole video.
Really? What happened?
Oh, nothing much. Just Jeffy got cloned. His clone turned out to be evil, and he tried to take over the world by poisoning the world's water supply.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but don't worry. His clone is,
dead?
No, he's for sale on smlmerch.com. Link in the description. Yeah. The Lithobates Catus Bionis goes...
the dinner table.
But Marvin!
Go on, get! Get out of here, cat! Go on, get off the dinner table! No cats allowed on the dinner table, baby. Jeffy, dinner's ready!
Father? What the heck? You know I don't like green beans!
Jeffy, I made them different. I put something special in them.
What'd you do? Get a hamster and take a poop in them?
No, Jeffy, those are raisins. You're eating green beans and raisins, and me and Rose are eating macaroni and cheese and raisins.
Why would I get macaroni and cheese and raisins?
Because you're a growing boy, Jeffy, and you need to eat your green beans.
Well, Father, I just got one question for you. Who's your dealer?
What do you mean, who's my dealer?
Whoever you buy your drugs from, because you're so high, I want to puff on whatever you're puffing.
I'm not puffing on anything, Jeffy. I'll eat your green beans.
Can I go eat a mighty toilet?
No, because you're going to flush them down the toilet.
Can I eat a mighty trash can?
No, because you're going to throw away the trash can.
Well, can I eat them in my room?
No!
Let him eat it in his room. Where's he gonna put it anyway?
In his, in his pillowcase or under his mattress.
No, that's where I keep my crusty socks, and it's full down there.
Oh, all right, Jeffy, you can eat your room, but I'm gonna come check on you in 5 minutes, and you better eat this. You better not hide it anywhere.
Okay, here I go. To my room to eat my green beans.
Yeah, you better eat every single one of them. Better not find one on the ground.
Baby, I'm so full.
Me too, Marvin.
What? You didn't eat your raisins.
Because raisins are disgusting, Marvin.
They're grapes.
They're sad grapes, and you know it.
I'm gonna go check on Jeffy and make sure he ate his green beans.
All right, Jeffy, I'm coming to check to make sure you ate your green beans. Wait a minute. The front door's open. Rose, the front door's wide open. Your cat might have escaped.
What?
The front door's wide open, and I don't know if your cat got out.
Oh, no. Pumpkin, did you see him anywhere?
I haven't seen him.
Well, we gotta go look for him. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, no, Marvin. What if he got outside? He got eaten by a coyote. My poor kitty.
Oh, baby, hold on. Before you start assuming stuff and before we go outside, let me go check Jeffy's room. Maybe he's with Jeffy.
Okay.
Jeffy?
Yeah, Daddy?
Have you seen Pumpkin anywhere?
It's not Halloween yet, Daddy.
I'm not talking about an actual pumpkin. I'm talking about that orange cat.
Nope.
Because the front door was left wide open. Did you leave the front door open?
Nope.
Because if Rose's cat got out, she's going to be upset.
Nope.
Jeffy, did you eat your green beans?
Yep.
Then where's the fork?
Danny, it was so good. I swallowed the fork, too, but I choked on it like Squidward. Like, but you wouldn't get it unless you've seen SpongeBob.
All right, Jeffy, be honest with me. The front door was left wide open. If you tell me right now, I won't be mad.
Oh, fork dick has four tips. Pees out all of them.
Jeffy, I'm being serious.
Me too. If you had a fork dick, that's what it would do.
All right, listen. If you've seen Pumpkin anywhere, you let us know because the front door was left wide open.
Oh, butter knife dick cuts butter and shit.
All right, Jeffy, you're not taking this seriously. If you see that orange cat anywhere, you let me know.
Got it, Daddy.
Okay, Marvin. I printed out missing pumpkin flyers for us to put around the neighborhood.
Baby, you didn't put a picture of the cat.
I know, but I put his name, Pumpkin.
Yeah, but we know his name's Pumpkin, but other people don't know his name, so they're gonna think you're talking about a missing pumpkin.
I am talking about a missing pumpkin.
No, I'm talking about, like, they're gonna think it's a pumpkin from, like, Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, so go add a picture of Pumpkin.
But Marvin, I already printed out so many.
It's okay, you can print more. Go.
Okay. All right, Marvin, I fixed the flyers.
Baby, why didn't you use colored ink?
Because we ran out of the colored ink when I printed the last flyers.
Okay, I guess these will work. Let's go put them around the neighborhood.
Marvin, we should put them on stop signs.
Baby, that's dangerous. People are not going to see the stop sign. They're going to get in a wreck.
Yeah, but they'll see the poster of our missing cat.
Okay, we'll do a few stop signs. Come on.
Okay. All right, Marvin, we finished putting up the flyers around the neighborhood.
Let's just hope someone calls.
Hey there.
What, the cops? What are you doing here?
Did you find our missing cat?
No, but now I know you guys are the ones who've been putting these posters up on stop signs.
We thought that was the best place for people to see them.
Oh, I saw the poster. Don't worry about that. What I didn't see is the stop sign, so I T-boned a family of six in a minivan. Yeah, the van rolled like 15 times because I was going pretty fast, and two of them have been declared dead on the scene. The rest of them had to get life-lighted to the hospital. Oh, except for the one who's still trapped under the car. They got to use the jaws of life to get him out, but still, he's going to be pretty mangled. I didn't get hurt because I'm drunk, but I mean, hey, I'm sure as hell sober now. Yeah, that woke me the heck up.
Wait, so you didn't find our missing cat?
No, but if I see a gray cat, I will be sure to let you know.
Pumpkin's not gray.
I know pumpkins aren't gray. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not stupid.
No, the cat pumpkin isn't gray. He's orange.
That cat is gray. I'm looking right at him.
No, the printer ran out of ink. He's orange.
I cannot imagine that cat being orange. He is gray in my mind.
But why would we name a gray cat pumpkin?
That's exactly what I was wondering.
Listen, he's orange. Just imagine him orange.
Okay, you should really put his name on the poster.
Well, see, that's what I thought, but Marvin didn't like it.
Oh, I like that way better.
But there's no picture of the cat on here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess I only really know he's a cat because I already saw the other poster. You should really put these two posters together.
Hey, that's a good idea!
Yeah, just don't put them on stop signs. Put them on yield signs. Yeah, fuck yielding. I never yield. Anyway, how'd your cat get loose anyway?
I don't know. I was walking by the front door and it was wide open, and then I think he ran out when the door was open, and I asked my son if he left the door open, and he told me no.
Is he a liar?
What?
Is your son a liar? Is he prone to fabrication? Are his pants on fire?
I mean, he lies sometimes.
Well, I have a lie detector in my car.
In your car, you have a lie detector?
Yeah, I mean, I made it. I was on my way to the police station to interrogate someone with it, but I could use it on your son to see if he opened the door.
Yeah, yeah, go grab it. I want to see if Jeffy's lying about leaving the door open, if it was him or not.
Okay. All right, here it is, Marvin, the truth teller 5000.
Wow!
This is really a time machine?
No, it's a lie detector. You weren't listening.
Oh, yeah, a time machine. Does it work?
It's not a time machine, Marvin. It's a fucking lie detector.
Oh, does it work?
Yeah, it works really well. See, whenever you tell a lie, it lights up red, and whenever you tell the truth, it lights up green. And if you tell a super lie, a horn goes off that says, liar, in my voice. Here, try it out. Put it on your head. There you go, Marvin. Are you bald?
No.
See?
Oh, no, I have hair on the sides of my head.
See, Marvin, it works.
Okay, well, Rose, can you put it on? I have some questions for you.
No, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, I have questions.
No, believe me, buddy, sometimes it's better to not know. Check it out. Okay, Marvin, ask me if I have a big wiener.
Do you have a big wiener?
No. Call Jeffy in here.
Jeffy, get in here.
Yeah, Diane?
We have questions to ask you, Jeffy.
Oh, roly poly dick. Curls up in a ball when it gets scared and shit.
Yeah, mine does that too.
Listen, Jeffy, this is a time machine.
Marvin, I swear to God, let me do the talking. This is not a time machine.
Oh, time machine, dick. Goes back in time and shit.
No, it's not a time machine. It's a lie detector.
Oh, lie detector, dick. Detects lies and shit.
Yes, Jeffy, it's going to detect lies. And did you leave that front door open?
No.
Well, we're going to ask you with the time machine.
It's not a time machine, Marvin. God damn it.
Oh, we're going to ask for the lie detector.
Okay, I will put the helmet on his head. Jesus, come here. All right, Jeffy, it's all set up. So if you're lying, the red light will light up, and if you're telling the truth, the green light will light up.
Oh, red light, green light, dick. Stops and goes and shit.
Jeffy, if you do one more shit dick thing, you're grounded.
Oh, shit dick, covered in shit and smells like shit and shit.
You're grounded, Jeffy.
Marvin, just ask you questions.
All right, Jeffy, did you leave the front door open?
Yes.
You said earlier you did it.
I know I lied.
Okay, so now that we have a time machine, you're still telling the truth?
Yeah, because you're going to find out the truth anyway.
Oh, wow. So there's no point in having the time machine then.
Marvin, it's not a time machine.
There's no point in having a lie detector then if you're going to start telling the truth now.
Well, just ask more questions.
All right, Jeffy. Do you know where Pumpkin is?
No, I do not know where he is.
Okay, you're telling the truth with that. Did you leave the front door open on purpose?
Yes.
Well, why would you do that?
Because I'm a fuck.
Oh, are you stupid like this all the time or are you faking it?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's new to me.
All right, Jeffy, is there anything else you want to admit to?
Oh, Pinocchio dick gets longer as I lie and shit.
No, Jeffy, there was this one time that Pumpkin was covered in poop. Why was he covered in poop?
Well, because I wiped my ass with him after I took a shit.
What? You said he rolled around the litter box.
Well, he did that too. Fuck.
What? Jeffy, that is it. You're going to go to your room and you're grounded. You're not going to leave the room the whole weekend.
All right. I'm going to my room and I'm totally going to stay there all weekend. I'm going to take this off.
Well, Marvin, you got the truth.
Yeah, but we still don't know where Pumpkin is.
Yeah, this can't really help with that. But hey, I'll leave it here so you can play with it. But I'm not entirely sure it's accurate because I haven't really calibrated it. But that little wiener thing was definitely true. Yeah, wait, fuck, I said that backwards. I meant, it's not accurate. I haven't calibrated it. So, I have a big wiener, Marvin, and I'm gonna leave this here for... I think there's something wrong with it. Maybe you shouldn't believe this machine. I have a big wiener, and I'm gonna just ignore that, and then I'm gonna head out. But if I see a gray cat, I'm gonna let you know.
It's orange. Okay, let's see if this thing is truly accurate. I, Marvin, have a big wiener. Okay, but it's not small, though. It's not the smallest penis in the world. How would you possibly even know that information? Oh, okay. Well, if I was in a room with 10 guys, I'd be in the top 3 biggest.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Marvin, I'm back from the bathroom. Did you finish your test?
Oh, yeah. Turns out Jeffy's the one who left the door open.
Oh, well, Marvin, you know he's still just a kid.
He's 19 years old, baby.
Well, accidents happen.
No, he did it on purpose.
Oh, well, Marvin, we really should go look for Pumpkin.
Who's at the door? Oh, it's probably my package for big penis, like, reversal pills, because mine's so big.
Liar!
I don't know why it's screaming liar. This thing must be broken. It lies all the time. It's not calibrated right, is what he told me. Hello?
Pumpkin, you found him!
Where's my reward?
What?
The paper said I'd get a reward.
Oh, well, bring him inside. We'll discuss that.
All right, I'm coming.
Oh, Pumpkin, you're back! Where did you find him?
He ran out in front of my Lamborghini and almost hit him. The only reason I didn't is because I didn't want to damage my Lamborghini.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing him back.
Now, where's my reward?
What?
The paper said that there'd be a reward, so give me money.
Baby, where's the money you're gonna give him?
I don't have any money.
So then why the fuck would you put reward on the paper if there wasn't gonna be a reward?
Well, I was hoping someone would bring him back because he's our pet.
Damn, I should've just hit him.
Well, listen, Pumpkin's back, everyone's happy. What were you doing coming here anyway?
Well, I wanted to come get your house payment. But I'm assuming you don't have that?
No, I have the house payment. Of course I have the house payment. I already
put this on.
Well, you don't even know what this thing is. It's a time machine.
Do you have your house payment this month?
Of course I do.
Liar!
Oh, listen, I have half of it.
Liar!
Okay, listen, I have most of it.
Liar!
If you just give me till tomorrow, I'll have it.
Liar!
Next week, I'll have it.
Liar!
Next month, I'll pay double.
Liar!
Okay, listen, this thing doesn't even know what it's doing. It's supposed to take you back in time or something.
Marvin, do you even have your house payment ever? Do you even try to pay your house payment?
I try to pay it every month. Baby, don't every day we sit on the couch and I go, I'm going to pay my house payment this month. I'm really going to try to pay it. That's what I'm going to do.
Marvin, give me that.
What?
I'm going to cut off your balls and put them in a jar and pickle them. I'm going to have pickled balls and then I'm going to play pickleball with it. And I'm going to cut your balls off with the scissors that are in my ass. So I'm going to give you a 5-second head start, Marvin, because I can't really run that well with scissors up my ass. That's why they tell you not to run with scissors. So get running.
What you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
And?
Watching TV.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
Okay, Jeffy, do you know what today is?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Yes, he does, Jeffy.
How's he poop?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know, Jeffy.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, Marvin, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know what any of that means. Jeffy, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
If a girl sits on Pinocchio's face and he tells a lie, what will happen?
You guys, it's Mother's Day!
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. Baby, I remembered that.
No, you didn't, Marvin. You didn't even wish me Happy Mother's Day.
Well, you're not my mom, so I don't have to say that to you.
Well, Marvin, come on. Jeffy, are you going to wish me Happy Mother's Day?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Ugh, you guys forgot.
Way to not forget. Jeffy made you something for Mother's Day.
He did?
I did?
Yeah, Jeffy, you did. So go to the kitchen and grab it.
Marvin, did Jeffy really make me something for Mother's Day?
He did. He's grabbing it right now.
I couldn't find it.
Jeffy, go grab what you made her for Mother's Day.
But I didn't make her anything.
I know. Go make her something really quick in the kitchen.
All right, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, go do it. He's grabbing it, baby. He just forgot. I told him where it was.
I'm gonna make my mommy a cake for Mother's Day. I'm gonna start with marshmallows. More marshmallows. Macaroni and cheese. Some syrup. All right, now I gotta put it in the microwave. Start. Now we wait. It's okay if I stand this close to the microwave, because this is how I got so smart. Oh, I think it's done! Alright, it's done! And I wrote wow on it, because wow, that's a yummy cake. Alright, Mommy, I got your Mother's Day present. I made you a cake.
Oh, wow!
Glad you could read. I put wow on it, because wow, that's a yummy cake.
Or if you flip the cake around, it says Mom for Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not going to flip it around because that wasn't my intention.
Well, Jeffy, the cake looks delicious. What's in it?
Let me tell you, marshmallows, macaroni, syrup. Yummy.
That does sound yummy, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay. Nom, nom, nom. Delicious.
Eat all of it.
Well, Jeffy, I can't because I don't have a fork.
I'll go get you one.
Well, Jeffy, you know what? I'm actually kind of full already.
You know what? You see this shit? You see this shit? You're going to eat this shit, okay? Okay.
Baby, you're not going to actually eat that, are you?
I'll at least have a couple of bites, Marvin, for Jeffy.
He wants you to eat the whole thing.
I'm not going to eat the whole thing, Marvin.
I wouldn't eat any of it. It looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? At least he got me something for Mother's Day. What did you get me?
Well, I was thinking for Mother's Day, maybe you could give me a Blumpkin.
Ew, Marvin, no! That's disgusting!
Oh, come on. Just at least try it.
No, Marvin. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years ever try that. It's gross.
Wow! You said my cake is gross?
What, Jeffy? No, I wasn't talking about your cake.
Then what were you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I can't tell you. It's too disgusting.
Because you were talking about my cake, you bitch!
No, I wasn't, Jeffy!
You're a bad mommy. You're not even my real mommy!
Jeffy, go to your room.
No, I hope you guys choke and die on my macaroni and marshmallow cake.
Baby, I didn't mean it. He was Blumpkin, maybe make you feel better.
I hate my mommy. She's not even my real mommy. I'm going to jump out this window and run away and find a new mommy that'll like my marshmallow macaroni syrup cake. See you later, crappy mommy.
Baby, stop crying.
But Jeffy hates me. He said I'm not his real mom.
To be fair, you're not his real mom.
Marvin!
But hey, his real mom is dead, and you know the bad stuff his real mom did. You're way better than her.
I'm the worst stepmom ever.
No, he just wanted you to try his disgusting cake.
I should have.
Well, you were going to, but then you turned down the Blump. See, if you wouldn't have turned down my Blump offer, you wouldn't have said all that gross stuff and made him think you're talking about his cake.
But Marvin, it is gross. It's disgusting.
Hey, I wouldn't say that too loud. He'd probably think you're still talking about his cake.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to Jeffy and let him know this is a big misunderstanding.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, and if this works, you might want to reconsider the Blumperoni and cheese.
No.
Hey, Jeffy. Rose is very upset. She's upset that you called her a bad mom, and she's not a bad mom. She didn't say your cake was disgusting. She said that me asking for a Blumpkin was disgusting. You see, a Blumpkin's when you're using the bath... Jeffy? Jeffy! Someone do something! Jeffy! Jeffy! Oh, my God! He escaped! Well, not escaped. He ran away! Rose! Rose!
What?
Jeffy ran away out the window.
Oh, no, Marvin. Where would he go?
I don't know.
Marvin, we have to call the cops. It's not safe for him out there.
Why wouldn't outside be safe for Jeffy?
Marvin, he's 19 years old. He wears a diaper on the outside of his pants. He has a helmet on his head and a pencil in his nose.
You're right. He might think a stop sign is a giant popsicle. We have to call the cops.
Yes, call him real quick!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Wait, where's the other cop?
He went out of town for Mother's Day.
Aw, he took his mom somewhere for Mother's Day?
No, he wanted to get as far away from his mom as possible. He hates her.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, between me and you, I love her. She gives me Blumpkins.
Ew!
Lucky.
Marvin!
Anyway, why'd you call me?
Oh, well, our son ran away.
Well, how long's he been missing?
About 5 minutes.
All right, well, 5 minutes. We usually don't look for anybody until they've been missing for 3 days.
Well, our son is very special. He has the strength of 10 men.
Oh, I got what you mean. All right, what's he look like?
Well, he has a blue helmet on his head, a pencil on his nose, and a yellow shirt.
Hold on, hold on. I got to do a police sketch of this. Let me go get my materials. All right, explain what he looks like.
Okay, he has a blue helmet on his head, he has a pencil in his nose, he wears jeans and a diaper over his jeans, he has his name on his shirt, which is yellow, he has blue eyes and buck teeth.
Is this your son?
That's a minion.
I know, but is it your son?
No, that's not my son.
Also, Jeffy's eyes are crooked.
All right, well, I can imagine that.
Okay, and imagine him being a human and looking nothing like a minion.
Well, you want me to throw this away?
Actually, can I keep it?
Sure, ma'am. Here you go.
Aw, thank you.
I accept tips.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. And I also do caricatures if you guys are interested in that.
Please!
No, we don't have time for that. We gotta find Jeffy.
Marvin, come on, please!
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes? We don't have 15 minutes, baby.
Marvin, it won't take too long.
Yeah, Marvin, it is Mother's Day.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right.
New mommies, where are you?
There's a mommy over here, you.
Really?
Yeah, come a little closer.
I'm coming.
Come a little even closer.
closer.
I'm on my way.
Even closer.
Okay.
Come closer.
I'm coming.
You're almost there.
Here I am.
What's going on?
Hey there, Jeffy.
Mommy?
You thought you could kill me, huh? Well, now I'm gonna kill you.
No! Daddy! Help me!
Oops, I moved.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. I'm not looking at you guys anymore. I'm actually done.
What is that?
It's you begging for a blumpkin.
Ew!
That's actually very accurate.
Hey, why do I look so chunky?
Don't blame the artist. Blame yourself. I'd probably lay off the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
But I like the breadsticks.
Anyway, that'll be $20.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Marvin, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it, too. It's very accurate. I just wish it happened in real life. Anyway, let's go look for Jeffy, please.
Actually, I do magic tricks.
We don't have time for magic tricks.
But Marvin, I want to see a magic trick.
We don't have time for it. We're not doing a magic trick.
Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing we're doing.
All right, pull my sleeve.
Whoa, Marvin, look. It just keeps going and going and going. It's stuck. Oh.
You almost got it.
Wow.
There's still some more there.
This is awesome, Marvin. Yeah. Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
It's stuck.
There you go. You got it. All right, that'll be $20.
Okay, the trick didn't even work all the way. It got stuck in your shirt over and over.
Nah, well, at least I can juggle.
No, we're not doing... No juggling. Go find Jeffy, please.
All right, your son, the minion. Got it.
He's not a minion.
I'm gonna chop you up limb by limb.
I'd rather you just shoot me.
Nah, that's too quick. I want to make you suffer for what you did to me. So, which arm do you like the most?
Ah, somebody help me!
Don't want to answer? Well, I'll just choose for you. Right arm.
Hey, kid, you okay?
My mommy trying to kill me.
Well, maybe you should have appreciated your other mommy more.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, Jeffy, wake up! Wake up, Jeffy!
Wake up, Jeffy, wake up!
Oh, what's going on?
Jeffy, you fell asleep and you left the microwave on for 30 minutes with marshmallows in it. You almost drowned the whole house in marshmallows because you forgot to make Rose a Mother's Day gift.
Marvin, don't yell at him because he forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Now she knows about it. Good going, Jeffy.
Danny, I had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that you were trying to get a Blumpkin. And then a police officer came and drew you trying to get a Blumpkin.
Jeffy, what the heck's a Blumpkin?
I'll explain when you're older. And then my dead mommy came back and tied me up and tried to kill me.
Jeffy, I don't care about your stupid, dumb dream, Jeffy. All I care about is that you forgot Mother's Day, so tell Rose Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much, and you're the best mommy ever.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Now, eat it.
Jeffy, please don't make me eat that.
You see this shit? You're gonna eat this shit.
Get her a fork, Jeffy.
Oh.
Hey, Daddy! What do you want, Jeffy?
I'm bored!
Well, go do your chores.
Chores can lick my butt.
Well, go to bed.
Go to bed can lick my butt.
If you say lick my butt one more time, you're grounded.
Getting grounded can...
Say it.
Lick my honey hole, also known as my butt.
Jeffy, go do your chores!
What do you want me to do?
Go mop.
What is go mop?
That's a mop, Jeffy.
What am I supposed to do with that? It looks like a witch's broom.
You get this white part wet, and then you grab the stick and you...
Marvin, you're not explaining it really well. Jeffy, you take the mop and you dunk it in a bucket filled with soap and water and you clean the floors with it.
I don't understand this game!
It's not a game, Jeffy. It's chores and it's cleaning, so go do it.
Well, how do I get points?
You don't get points. You just do it. So look, take it and go mop.
Alright, I'll try.
So look, it's going to take a couple days to figure it out, and then we'll have a lot of peace and quiet and we can watch movies. What the fuck, Jeffy? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm mopping!
Fucking doofus!
They call me a Tartar Beak!
You are a Tartar Beak! Who the f*** is the mop account?
You didn't explain the rules!
There are no rules, but you somehow f*** it up!
Marvin!
Look, go to bed, Jeffy.
I can't go to bed yet without a bedtime story!
You want a bedtime story? Once upon a time, there was this kid born with half a brain named Jeffy, and he f***ed everything up.
You're talking about me!
Marvin! Go tell him a real bedtime story!
I did!
Marvin!
Look at this. Hey, Jeffy.
I'm sorry, Daddy. My brain tells me to listen, but sometimes I don't want to.
I don't think you want to ever, Jeffy. I think you do that on purpose.
Tell me a bedtime story.
Okay, you want to hear a bedtime story?
Yeah, but don't make it scary, because scary stories give me the runs, and I shit the bed, and throw up, and piss, and cry.
You do that every night without a bedtime story, Jeffy.
Yep.
All right, so let me tell you a bedtime story, and I'll make sure it's not scary for you so you can sleep good. So once upon a time, there was this serial killer.
Did he eat Fruit Loops?
No, he killed a bunch of people. And his name was the Window Knock Murderer.
The Window Knock Murderer?
Yeah, because he would go to people's houses and knock on their windows.
Why wouldn't he knock on your front door?
Because he did the windows. I don't know. He just knocked on windows. And when people would hear a knocking sound coming from their windows, they'd go check it out.
What was it?
It was fucking him. And they would open their window.
Why would they open the window for a stranger? They didn't even know who he is.
Because he looked like a nice guy. And he would ask to use their cell phone. And they would say, hold on, let me go get it. You're screaming at parts that's not even... So when they would go to grab their cell phone, the guy would come into their room. Not gonna scream at that. Okay, so they would come back with their cell phone. And then the window knock murderer, he would murder them! And then he'd leave out the window! And then he'd close the window! And then he'd get in his car! And then he'd drive away! And then after that, I don't really know what he did, but no one ever caught him because he never left any evidence because he would willingly be let into the window, so he'd leave through the window and there was no breaking and entering.
Well, how do you know about the story?
Well, because there was a survivor that got away and told everyone what the guy tried to do to them. And then the cops started putting together that there may be this guy out there that did this. And so if you ever hear a knock at your window, it's probably the window knock murderer.
Oh. I have to shit.
Were you not listening to... Good night, Jeffy.
All right, Marvin, I tried drawing it up as much as I could. Did you tell Jeffy his bedtime story?
Yeah, I told him a scary story so he'd have trouble sleeping.
Marvin, why would you do that?
To get payback for what he did on the couch.
But now he's going to have nightmares.
I'm going to have nightmares for what he did to the couch, making it all wet with the mop.
Marvin, that's just mean.
Listen, I need your help making a joke on Jeffy.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to pull a prank on him, so I need you to come hold the ladder.
What?
Yeah, just come with me. Look, it's going to be really funny. Jeffy's going to think it's funny. Come here.
Ooh, it's gonna be so funny.
Marvin, what are you doing? What is this?
I'm gonna climb up the ladder. I'm gonna knock on Jeffy's window to scare him.
Marvin, that's mean.
It's not mean. It's a prank, and he's gonna laugh when he realizes it's a joke.
I don't think he's gonna laugh. I think he's gonna be scared.
He's gonna be scared until he realizes it's a prank. Look, just hold the ladder so I don't fall.
Fine.
Jeffy, the window knock murderer's here.
What was that? Someone's knocking at my window! What was the name of that guy that my daddy told me a story about?
The window knock murderer!
Daddy! The window knock murderer is knocking on my window!
Jeffy was told, what the f*** are you doing?
I'm doing my chores so the window knock murderer doesn't get me!
He doesn't exist!
Well, did you tell me who was knocking on my window?
Jeffy, it was Marvin!
Nope, it was the real window knock murderer. He's gonna kill you for doing this stupid shit.
Well, good, because I already called the cops!
What? He called the cops?
Stop that!
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Whoa, what happened here? Did the couch mopping bandit rob you guys?
The couch mopping bandit?
Yeah, you know, he breaks into your house wielding a mop and he mops your couch, and once your couch is all wet, he robs you. Is that what happened here?
No, shithead over there.
That's me.
Decided to mop the couch twice.
Oh, well that's silly. So who called the cops?
I did, because the window knock murderer was at my window!
Knocking.
Officer, just don't listen to him, it's a made-up
name. The window knock murderer strikes again, huh? We've been looking for that bastard for years.
The window knock murderer is not real.
Well, yes he is, haven't you heard of him? He knocks on people's windows, asks for a phone, and then he comes in, kills somebody, and then he leaves, closes the window, and leaves without a trace.
I made that story up.
Well, no, he's a real guy, but he usually kills people in Seattle. It's weird that he'd be in Florida.
And he even announced his name at the window!
Yeah, he does usually announce his presence.
Well, I would just not waste your time with this.
No. We take all window knock murderer sightings very seriously, so I'm going to look around for some clues. Jeffy, can you show me the window you heard the knock at?
Yeah, right this way!
Marvin, you need to tell them the truth!
No, I'm in too deep. Listen, the cop's not going to find anything, and he's going to leave. Just shh.
All right, officer, this is the window.
Can you stop?
I'm sorry. It's just such a fun noise, and I have ADHD, but that doesn't really help me. I guess I could try to get some fingerprints off the window, but if you were knocking, you wouldn't have any fingerprints. It would just be knuckle prints, and you can't really get a knuckle print. Unless you check my ex-wife's vag, then you could get a whole fist print. Yeah, guys just like to punch it as hard as they can. It's like one of those arcade machines, but you don't even have to pay for this one because it's free. I don't even know what she gets out of it. Just, it's like a speed bag, just... Yeah. Anyway, enough about how much of a whore my ex-wife is. I should probably look for some evidence, but it's kind of hard with these blinds down. And I'm not even going to try to lift them up, because when I do, it doesn't work. I just pull the cord, and then one side goes up, and the other side doesn't go up, so I have to put it back down, and then I got to try again, and then it doesn't even stay there, so I'm not even going to embarrass myself that way. I guess I could go outside and look for footprints on the roof.
Well, 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 Marvin, what do we have here?
Listen, I can explain the ladder.
Flowers. But not just any flowers, Marvin. Schlumbergera truncata, otherwise known as the false Christmas cactus. It's a species of plant in the family Cacticae that's endemic to a small area of coastal mountains in southern Brazil where its natural habitats are subtropical or tropical moist forests. But I'm sure you already knew that because it's in your front yard.
I actually did not know that.
Well, then maybe you should pay more attention to what's in your front yard, Marvin. Like that ladder, for example.
What?
A ladder? Marvin, is this ladder always here?
No, I've never seen this ladder in my entire life.
Well, that means the window knock murderer finally made a mistake. I could probably get some fingerprints off this ladder.
Well, what if he didn't use his hands to climb it?
Well, it'd be really fucking impressive if he just walked his ass up this ladder without his hands, Marvin. Not to mention dangerous. And he'd have to be a pretty cocky motherfucker to be like, these hands aren't for climbing, they're just for knocking and killing. And how'd he even get down, Marvin? Did he just jump down like a superhero?
No, maybe he walked down on, like, stairs.
Marvin, that's bullshit, and you know it.
Listen, I don't want you to get fingerprints off the ladder, because it's my ladder, and I climbed, and I knocked on the window.
A confession.
Marvin, when's the last time you were in Seattle?
Listen, I'm not the window knock murderer. I made up the entire story to try to scare Jeffy, and I put the ladder here. I went up there, I knocked on the window to scare him, and it just so happened it's a real story.
Marvin, that's impossible. There's no way you made up a story that just so happened to be real.
It actually happened that way, I promise.
Yeah, yeah, tell it to the judge. You're under arrest. But my handcuffs are upstairs. We're going to have to go back up there. Come on. All right, Marvin, tell your wife what you did.
What did you do?
I'm getting arrested for climbing up that ladder and knocking on Jeffy's window.
Oh, I already knew he did that. I saw him do it.
An accomplice, you're under arrest too.
Wait, that's not my fault. I tried to stop him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can also tell it to the judge. Man, two arrests in one night? Looks like someone's getting a gold sticker. And it's going to be me. And I can also add Schlumbergera truncata to my flower bingo card, so that's fun. So let's go to the cop car. Wait, wait, wait. Do you guys hear that? That sounds like knocking on a window. But Marvin, if you're here, that means who's knocking at the window?
Well, we have to go see who it is.
To the window!
To the wall!
To the wall!
To the front, drop down my balls!
Oh, steep, motherfucker. But no, really, we should check the window. I'm pretty scared.
All right, let's find out who the window knock murderer really is. Oh, I hate these fucking things. God damn it. It's the wrong side. I gotta pull it back. Go down, and we can try again with it. Damn it, it's just one side.
Pull the thing.
Oh, thank you, that's very helpful. I hadn't thought of that.
No, but like, pull it the other way.
What do you mean the other way? I'm pulling it the only way I know how to pull it. It doesn't... God damn it, it just keeps...
He's still knocking.
I know, I will be there in a second. I'm sorry, I'm no good at this shit.
Pull really hard.
Okay, I got a little bit there.
It's not going anymore.
Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care who the window knock murderer is. I don't give a shit.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
We should build this robotic smart machine. You can build up to 8 different kinds of robots. Like, we could build a bug, or a gorilla, or a dinosaur, or playtime. Playtime's cool, too.
Sally, how was school today?
Oh, it was okay. I got a C on my Spanish test.
Oh, no bien. Really, a C? I can't believe you. How are you going to communicate with your future stepdad? You should probably ask him for help for your homework. He speaks really good Spanish.
¿Necesitas ayuda?
Mom, I have no idea what he's saying.
You know, I think our school should teach our kids English. You know, the language our country speaks. Not that made-up Mexican bullshit.
Damn it, Julian. Why are you smoking in the kitchen? You know I have asthma. asthma.
Well, why are you bringing Mexicans to the dinner table? You know I have asthma against Mexicans at my dinner table that you're banging.
Well, Dad, smoking is really bad for you.
You know what else is bad for you? Being in a country that you don't have legal papers to be a fucking citizen in.
You know what else is bad for you? Not being able to provide for your damn family because you're a drunk hillbilly.
You know what else is bad for you? Banging a Mexican and bringing him to my dinner table when he's not supposed to be in this country.
Why do you keep on bringing up his damn race?
I'm just bringing up that he's Mexican.
That's his race!
Yeah, Dad, you do say that a lot.
Every time!
Well, I'm just glad that I voted for someone that's gonna clean up this country and stop people from banging my wife that are Mexican.
You know what? You need to just worry about getting a damn job.
Well, I'm sitting by the phone waiting for the many job applications that I applied to call me back.
No one's gonna call you because you're a freaking drunk racist!
I'm only drunk. And racist.
See?
So listen, the phone is ringing. I'm gonna answer this because it's a job. And everyone shut up. I'm gonna get this job.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
Hello, is this Junior?
Oh my god, it's immigration. Run, 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 fast! Run!
No, really, Junior?
No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it, Junior, I don't know if he has his papers.
He doesn't. Yeah, this is Junior.
Hello, we are calling in regards to the job application you submitted earlier today. We are wanting to possibly interview you for tonight.
Oh, I could do it tonight.
Perfect. What time of best for you? Maybe right now?
Oh, I can do right now. Anything to get me away from my ugly ass family.
Perfect.
All right, see you soon.
So who was that? One of your hookers?
I wish, but no. It was actually a job that wants to interview me tonight. And they want my qualifications because it's a very prestigious job and they want my skills.
I didn't know ass wiping was an actual job.
Okay, I'll be back with a high paying job, guys.
Yeah, right.
Hello, thank you for coming to Fresh Mart. How far may I be of help to you today?
My name's Junior. I'm here for a job interview.
Okay, perfect, perfect. For the interview, I do need to ask you some preliminary question, okay?
You need to ask me Illuminati questions.
No, some preliminary question.
Okay.
My question for the interview, can you answer?
Yes.
Okay, first question. Do you know how far to count the money?
Yes, I know how to count money. I used to work in a big corporate job, and we handled millions of dollars, so I know how to do that stuff.
Okay, very good, very good. Next question, do you have your diver license?
No, I do not have a diver's license, but I don't know why I would need a diver's license to work at a grocery store, unless you have to dive to get the inventory in the back.
No, no, listen, very good. Listen, your diver license.
Bitch, I heard you the first time. I don't have a diver's license, but why would I need a diver's license to work at a grocery store? Do you have a diver's license?
Yes, I do have diver license, okay?
Oh my god, you go diving all the time? Like, how deep have you been?
No, no, listen, listen. How far you get to this interview today?
I sure as fuck didn't dive to get here. I drove my car.
Okay, do you have license for your car?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have diver license?
No, do not have a diver's license, but I have a driver's license for my car.
Yes, perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, last question. Do you have any reference for the job?
Oh, I used to work at Papa Murphy's Pizza, so yeah. I mean, we ended that job mutually because I was such a good person at my job that he wanted to see me succeed.
Okay, perfect. Very good, very good. I would give him a call very quick. Stay right here.
No, no, I wouldn't call Papa Murphy. He got in a car accident and died last week and lost his voice.
Hello? Hello? I am for food from Fresh Mart. I am calling in regards to an applicant who has used you as a reference on his application.
Okay. Well, who is it?
His name is Junior.
What? Junior? Oh, that broken nose sucker's here, motherfucker! He's trying to use me as a reference? Oh, hell no! That nigga owe me money! He can't use me as his fucking shit! Until he pay me back! He's been running goddamn boxes every single time he get paid! So you should be putting my damn name on that damn paycheck every single time! Papa Murphy! P-A-P-A Murphy, bitch!
Okay, perfect. We will do that. Thank you so very much. He said that we could hire you, okay?
What? He said that?
Yes.
What? He must have actually gotten a car accident and bumped his head because there's no way in hell. Okay, well, if he said he could hire me, did I get the job?
Yes, of course you have a job.
Well, when can I start?
You can start right now, okay? Come here.
Oh, hell yeah. I got a job. I can start making money, provide for my family, kick the Mexican out of my house.
Hey, man. Just these pastos.
Okay.
You gotta crank it by hand.
Yeah, that's cheap Indian shit. Okay, that'll be $3, I guess.
All I have is 90.
I said it was $3.
I know, but I only have 90.
Well, I see there's 3 10s and 3 20s. You can just give me 1 10.
No, I can't. They're all glued together. See, I had glue in my pocket and all the bills got glued together.
Well, we can't accept money that's been glued together.
But that's legal tender. You have to take that.
Listen, I don't even have 87 ones.
Well, how am I going to get my pastos?
Well, I guess you're not going to get your pastos unless you have a credit card.
Well, I don't have a credit card. I just have glued cash. Wait. Aren't you the garbage man I punched in the face who cried like a little bitch?
Wait, aren't you the guy that's not about to get his can of pastos?
Whatever, man. I don't even even need my pasta O's. I'll just take my glued money elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you're not welcome here. Your kind's not welcome here.
Junior, did you just tell a customer he's kind or not welcome here?
Yeah, because he walked in here talking about some bullshit saying Indians are stinky, so I was just defending you.
Oh, thank you so much, Finn. You know what? You are so for deserving a raise in 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, I am deserving of a raise. I'm doing a really good job over here. But I would say the register is low on money. There's only a few ones in there.
Okay, you just need to have more customers for more money in the register, okay?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense because if we don't have any change to give back, then we'll lose a lot of customers.
Yes, but if you have more customers, they give you more money to put in the register, okay? You just need more customers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good luck.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, Corbin, I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to get arrested.
Oh, come on, Sally. It's just an Indian lady that works here. She's not going to ID us. Plus, if she does, I'll just sing.
Oh, you're right. That always works. Excuse me, ma'am. We'd like to buy these beers. Oh, shit, it's my dad.
Sally, you're trying to buy beer and Corbin Blue.
We're 21, 21. We don't have our IDs because they're in the car. Don't ask for them. We park very far. We parked very far.
Get out of here. You guys can't buy beer. Not 21. I know you're not 21. And Sally, if you're going to steal those beers, put them in my fridge. This job is so boring. We barely have any customers. Ooh, I didn't know we sold scratch-offs. Might as well do it while I'm on the job. Get me out of this shithole.
Junior, I come in for tell you that I have mailed out your first paycheck, okay? I just want to make sure that I got the name on the check correct, okay?
Okay.
I put P-A Murphy, okay?
Wait, no, that's not my name. That's Papa Murphy. Well, why would you write the check to Papa Murphy?
Because when I do the call for the reference, he tell me you owe him very much many money, okay?
What, so you don't give him my money? I don't owe that motherfucker money. Wait a minute, what's... Fart Hoot! I just want $1 million!
Fart Hoot, and did you pay for that?
You take it out of my paycheck! I just want $1 million!
Okay.
Oh, delicioso! Tres leches!
Hey, cerveza, how about that one, Step Pops?
You think we have time for a microwave quickie like hoppy, simpapi?
God, you're making my chalupa moist, baby.
Ring, 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 ring. Oh, who's calling? Oh, shit, it's the Monopoly Man. I just passed go. Beep.
Oh, my God, Jay, where did you get all that damn money?
Let's just say Uncle Sam said he picked me to cash his checks. Beep.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying I'm glad I live in a country where I can win the lottery, baby.
There's no way in hell you won the lottery, do you? You can't even afford a ticket.
I was at this Indian grocery store, and I said, give me one of them tickets. I'm feeling lucky. I scratched it, and God said, you're my favorite, baby.
Oh, my God. We're rich. We're really, really rich.
We're rich.
Okay, what's with all this weird? No, there is no we. There is no weird. There's only me. I'm rich. I'm the one with the paper. I'm the one with the money. I'm not picking any of you guys to have my money.
Stop being selfish, Junior. We are rich. We are a family. Yes, we won the lottery. You gotta spend it with us.
Well, actually, the only person I have to take care of is Sally, so there's your cut.
Ew.
No, I'm not dealing with you. You banged a Mexican in my house.
I only banged that Mexican to motivate you. You actually got a job because I banged that Mexican. If I didn't slide on his penis, you wouldn't actually be working right now. You wouldn't be rich.
Yeah.
You should be thanking God that I slid on his penis.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what? You did motivate me. You motivated me to win the lottery and have millions and to leave your fucking ass. You're cheating, stupid fucking ass. I might keep the Mexican to clean my toilets, but no. You know what? You and Frito-Lay are gone.
No. No, you're supposed to be in love with me because I love you forever.
You don't love me forever. You didn't love me when you were sliding on his Taco Bell chalupa.
I did. I was still thinking of you even though I was on top of him.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. You're just a fucking slut. You know what? There's going to be a lot of change around here. A lot of single, hot, sexy women just jumping on me. They'll jump on my chalupa.
No!
Then you know what? I'm going to go outside because I think I rubbed a lamp. And there's a genie outside. Beep!
What?
Okay, genie, I'm ready for my 3 wishes.
Ah! Oh, my God, you're so hot.
And rich.
Yeah, I'm definitely the last one. So, this is a 4-seater car. So, tell me why there's so many Benjamin Franklin! It's the sound of the balloon!
Sir, are you drinking and driving?
No, this car is parked. I am drinking, but me and these girls are about to have a human centipede, and I was gonna be in the middle. And the one in the back's not going to be very happy because I don't wipe so well. When you're wiping with hundreds!
Sir, I'm going to need you to get out of the vehicle.
You want to join the centipede?
No, especially after what I just heard.
Oh, no, you don't have to be in the bag. You can be in the front. I mean, well, how do you wipe? Do you use money, too?
No.
Well, you use wet wipes? If you use wet wipes, you can be in front of me.
You know what? I'm going to perform a sobriety test. Say your ABCs.
Oh, if you do the human centipede and you're in front of me, you'll feel the ABCs. A, B, C.
Please stop it.
Oh, listen, baby. How much money for you to strip search yourself?
No, you're under arrest.
For what?
For driving drunk.
I was not driving. The car was in park. Ladies, did this car ever move?
No, this car never moved.
Oh, I mean, it's about to move. It's about to go
get
back.
Get out of the car. You're getting a DUI.
What? Oh, you want a DEI? Trump banned DEI.
No, a DUI.
Oh, a DUI. You want my D? You want my D? A D for you? For my?
No.
A DUI?
DWI.
DWI. Driving while insanely rich?
Get up against the car. You're under arrest.
Oh, shit. Like, well, this is going. Turn your body cam on. This is police sexuality, brutality. Baby, yeah, keep going.
Junior, stop it. You're being weird.
No, seriously. For the playtime, you should totally do it. You should go crazy.
No, Junior, we're done. You made it weird. I'm leaving.
I made it weird. No! I thought you... Oh, wow, Penelope. Way to ruin playtime. Oh, you guys are leaving too. Oh, well, you're the one who made it weird. It was not weird until you made it weird. God, darn it. Well, I'm going to be rich in the next one. Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, we haven't played board games in a while. I could go grab a few new ones.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go pick some new board games. That'd be so fun.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, guys. Our first game is Fainting Goats.
Why is this game called Fainting Goats?
Well, apparently you yell moo at the goats to make them faint.
You yell moo at a goat?
That's what the kid in the picture's doing.
Dude, goats don't moo. They go baaah.
Yeah, you're right. But apparently whoever made this game thinks they say moo.
Well, even that goat has cow spots.
Yeah, you're right. I think they kind of wanted to make a game about cows.
Then why didn't they call it Fainting Cows and use cows?
I don't know. It's not like the animal matters.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they couldn't get the rights to use a cow.
They couldn't get the rights to cows? You don't have to get the rights to cows.
Well, maybe your mom didn't answer the phone.
Can we just focus on the game, please?
Okay, Cody, how do you play the game?
Okay, so first you have to draw a card, and that tells you what noise you gotta make. So I have to say blub blub to make the goats faint. What the fuck are we even doing here?
Come on, Cody, show us how to play.
Okay, so you press this button. Well, okay, first you have to turn it on.
You didn't turn it on!
It is on, I guess it just... Whatever, okay? So you press this button, okay? And then this tells you how loud you have to say blub blub. So I have to say blub blub really fucking loud to make these goats faint.
Okay, do it.
We'll get to it.
Blub blub!
See, I did it.
Whoa!
Dude.
Oh my God, you're really good at saying blah blah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna draw the next card. It's my turn. Okay, my sound is choo choo like a train. Oh, like Thomas, I'm so gonna do this.
Oh yeah, this is perfect for you, dude.
All right, Cody, how loud do I have to say choo choo?
Let's see.
Hopefully really loud. I can scream that shit.
That's pretty quiet, Junior.
What, trains aren't quiet?
Well, that's what you gotta do.
Okay, fine, I'll try.
Okay, you ready?
Choo choo!
What the hell was that? Dude, quiet, you dumbass!
There's no such thing as a quiet train, Joseph!
Well, you said quiet, that's the game, idiot!
That was the quietest train I think I could ever have done!
What?!
No, you gotta do it way quieter than that,
Joseph. Alright, Joseph, you fucking try if you think you're
Joseph.
Watch
this, idiot!
No.
Come on!
Yeah, because there's no such thing as a quiet train as a trick car.
But it was quieter than yours!
Okay, your turn, Jeffy. Nope.
Yeah, see, there's no such thing as a quiet train, God, I'm telling you.
Guys, watch, I can do this. Choo choo.
Yeah. No way.
Oh, bullshit! Fuck this game! No, this game is bullshit. There's no such thing as a quiet train, and there's just no way.
I definitely won the first time, I don't care.
Yeah, there's just
I got it. I won.
No, you don't even know anything about trains, Cody. Okay, if you know everything about trains, then what year was Thomas Hanks invented?
1936.
Nope.
Wait, you know?
No, I don't either, but I just know that's not it.
Okay, fuck off! Okay, guys, so this next game is Moo Moo Achoo, an actual cow-based game.
Wait, why is this not called Moo Moo Go-Choo?
I don't
know. Because now it's a cow game, so it should be good. It's actually, hold on to my joke, it's not funny, let me start.
Okay.
It should be called Ba-Ba-Achoo.
Because the last one was fainting goats and it said moo. So this should make goat sounds and then not moo.
You're right. It should. I'm going to read the instructions now. So what you want to do is draw a card, and if you want to get as many clovers as possible, but when you get a dandelion, you have to press the button on top of her head, and if she sighs, you get to keep the card, and if she does a little sneeze, you have to get rid of the card, and if she farts, uh-oh, Moo Moo sneezed so hard she tooted. So then you get to take the poop token, I'm assuming this is the poop token, and then if you end the game with the poop token, you lose 2 clover points, and the game is over when she does a big sneeze.
Moo Moo got a big-ass nose.
Yeah.
I mean, is this sculpted off your mom, Cody?
No, okay. Let's just start.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so let's how do we play?
I gotta turn on Moo Moo. Hold on.
You know how to turn on your mom? You finger her butt.
God Whoa. Damn it, Junior.
Freak out, mom.
Play with her udders.
Okay.
Her big, long nipples.
The instructions say whoever saw a cow most recently starts.
Well,
yeah, you just got back from your home!
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first then. Fuck you guys. I got 2 clover points, but I gotta press the button. Okay.
When's she gonna shit her pants?
not yet. Okay, I get to keep this card though, so somebody else go.
Okay, so now what?
I'm gonna go.
What do you got?
I got a clover and a thing.
You gotta press it. Hold on, I got it. You get to keep it.
Darn, I wonder shit.
What did that happen?
She was threatening to sneeze, but she didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so...
All right, Joseph, you draw.
I got you.
What is it
saying?
Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
All right, she's just singing it. Yeah.
Tell your mom to hush, Cody. We're in the middle of the game.
All right, press the button.
Press the button. No sneeze.
Oh, she's shit! She fucking shit! Oh, I think she's shit!
She needs some Moo Moo Metamucil.
Joseph, you get shit card.
Yeah, nah, that's some bullshit.
Cody's mom's showing your face.
She dookied.
Freaky mom.
Okay,
your turn, Junior.
Can you just someone draw the card for me? Why did she do that?
Oh. She said, ew.
You don't have to press the button.
Why?
Because you didn't get one of those.
You didn't get a dandelion.
All right, well, that's fucking gay.
Well, that was the rule, I'm sorry.
All right, well, let me see if I get to press the button.
It's my turn.
Yes!
I kind of knew she was going to sneeze because the song started.
Yeah, but nothing came out. But
yeah, it's, I think you have...
She's congested.
All right, Joseph, your turn. Your turn, Joseph.
All right.
I want her to diarrhea.
You don't have to press it either.
Well, what is this game?
I'm sorry, this is how it works.
All right, my turn.
Okay, I feel like I should have gotten a turn by now, but...
Oh, press the button,
Got it. No.
What?
Just a little bit of snot came out.
I guess that was a sneeze. Okay.
All right. Whose turn is it?
Mine. Okay.
Wait, you get to press it 3 times.
No, I only have to press it once because I got 1 dandelion.
Oh. Okay, press it.
Oh, she's shit! You made her shit! You made your mom shit!
I didn't make it. It's not my mom!
Yes, it is.
I need the poop card.
Oh, there you go, shit, boy.
When does it spit out bubbles?
I'm gonna go again.
Okay. Nope, nothing.
She sighed.
Oh, yeah.
Does she ever?
Maybe she's all out of shit.
Does she ever blow bubbles? She shit more than bubbles came out.
That's somebody's card. Press it again. I saw 1 bubble.
I don't know if the game's over or not.
I feel like I saw 1 bubble. I think it's over.
Did you set the game up right, Cody?
I think I did. I poured the Moo Moo juice into her butt.
What?
Fuck yeah.
The Moo Moo juice.
Your mom is going wild.
Okay, I'm done playing this. It's not my mom, okay? It's not my fucking mom. I don't want to play anymore if you guys are going to say it's my mom.
You brought her here.
Okay, who's picking out these lame-ass games?
I just go and I go to the store and I find...
Guys, I could make a better game than these board games we play.
No way you can.
No, these fucking companies can't tell... There's been a cow and a goat, and then whenever they do make a cow, they make it shit, and there's no bubbles. I've not seen a single bubble come out of her nose.
I think I saw 1.
She's congested.
You know, I need some Moo Moo juice so I can stick it in her pooper.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna go make my... I'm gonna write a letter. Shut the... Keep telling me to shut up.
I'll turn her off. Yeah. Okay, what were you saying?
Okay. I'm gonna go write a letter to the board game company.
Okay.
Actually, no. You know, fuck that. I think we all should make our own board games, and whoever makes the best board game, we can send it in, and if they accept our ideas, then we make better board games than they do.
Oh, yeah. I can make the best board game.
Okay, let's do that.
Watch this.
Guys, get in here. Come see the board game I invented.
Junior, this is Connect 4.
Yeah, we played this game before, dude.
No, this is better than Connect 4. This is Connect 2.
What?
That's a short-ass game, dude.
No, no, guys, it's better because Connect 4 takes a long time, but Connect 2 is for people who don't have a lot of time. Look, 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 I'll show you. All right, Cody, you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you are so screwed. I win!
But, Junior, this is stupid.
Wait, why?
Well, because whoever goes first always wins.
Yeah, it's unblockable, dude. You can't beat that.
Oh, you guys are just sore losers because I'm good at the game. I'm the best guy at Connect 2.
You can't be the best because you're always going to win if you go first.
Oh, listen, the people who buy the game won't know that if they go first, they win.
And then when they find out, they're going to stop playing because they don't want to lose.
Not the person who goes first. He's always going
to
want to play.
Yeah, and then no one's going to want to play with him.
Okay, what if they flip a coin to see who gets to go first?
Well, then you might as well stop with the coin toss because whoever wins that wins the whole game.
Okay, well, how about this? We'll use this number cube instead of a coin.
It's not a number cube, it's dice.
Well, listen, if I roll 1 through 3, I go first. If you roll 4 through 6, you go first.
That's the same as flipping a coin.
It's not the same as flipping a coin. A coin has 2 sides, a cube has 6 sides.
But if you divide the numbers in half, it's the same as a coin.
There's no half of 6.
3 is half of 6.
Okay, if you have a sandwich, you cut the sandwich in half. That's like a coin, right? Because it's 2 sides, there's 2 pieces of sandwich, right? Okay. So you get a piece, I get a piece. But if we cut a sandwich into 6 pieces, 6 people get a sandwich.
And if we both have 3, then we're both having half.
Well, I won't need 3 pieces of a sandwich because I'm not that hungry.
Junior, your game is stupid.
Okay, listen. Okay, you know what? Let's roll 2 dice, right? Okay, if I roll the 2 dice and I get 1 through 6, I go first. If you roll the 2 dice and you get 6 through 12, you go first.
Junior, it's still half.
Okay, how the fuck is it? That's 12 sides.
But Junior, it doesn't matter.
Okay, how about this? You grab a cube, all for yourself, right? And
dice,
I grab one.
I said it's dice.
Okay, and whoever rolls the highest number gets to go first.
Okay, fine.
Oh.
I go first.
Ooh,
oh,
you got your ass on that one.
Yeah, okay.
Best 2 out of 3. How about, no, new rule. Best 2 out of 3 on the dice roll.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a tie. Okay. That means it's jiggle weather.
What the fuck does that mean?
What?
Is that a term you made up for your game?
It's jiggle weather. That means...
What's that have to do with the game? I'm lost.
Please explain what the fuck jiggle weather is.
And where do we use this in this game?
Okay, so jiggle weather is... You mix all the pieces together, and then I go first.
Okay, well, fuck you.
Yeah, this is rigged.
Your game sucks.
I mean, did you make a better game, Cody?
I actually did, yes. Okay, guys, my game is called Twist'em.
Like the game Twister?
What's that?
The game where you spin and you put your hand on green.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of what you do, but I don't know what you're talking about. You spin this little spinner right here, and then whatever body part it lands on, that's the color you put it on. So let's see. So now, I gotta put my wiener on blue. There you go. Go ahead and spin, Jenny.
Okay.
Now you gotta put your face on blue.
Whoa.
I have a preference of which one you pick.
Okay, I'm not playing this game, Cody.
Oh, come on, Joseph, come on, your turn.
No, I'm not playing this gay-ass game, dude, I'll pass.
Okay, fine, I'll spin for Ken. Let's see, oh, you gotta put your abs on green, Ken. There you go.
Okay.
You sure you guys don't want to play?
It's clinking, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna re-spin.
Oh, you gotta put your wiener on blue. We could touch tips.
Jesus.
I'm not doing this. This game, I'm spinning one more time.
Oh, gotta put your face on yellow. Go for it, Junior.
Pretty close to his
put your face
dude.
On yellow.
Okay, no, I'm spinning one last time, because I don't want any of these.
Gotta put your ass on green.
Okay, I can do that one.
Joseph?
No.
Okay, Ken's turn. Oh, you gotta put his wiener on yellow. Scoot that wiener right over.
All right, Cody, you do.
Okay. See, I gotta put my wiener on red.
Y'all are just wiener hopping, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's what the game's all about.
Okay, well, I don't think this game is good. I think this game is bad. We're not sending this into a game company because they're not gonna pick it.
Well, it's not like you guys have better games.
They're gonna pick Connect 2 over this.
No, they're not.
Me, I have a pretty good game myself. Watch this.
All right, y'all ready to play some Sploot?
Sploot?
Yeah, I play this game all the time. It's very simple. All you need is some popsicle sticks, string, a cup full of ping pong balls, and let me use your dice. So you roll the dice. And whatever it lands on, that's how many popsicle sticks you pick up. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Green equals 1, blue equals 2, yellow equals 3, red equals 4, I think, orange equals 5, and I think that's all the colors.
So if you roll a 6, what happens?
Oh, you lose automatically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the numbers mean?
Oh, that's how many balls you have to pick up in the cup. You can't let the balls fall, or you gotta tie your hands up and go in the corner like a bad boy.
Okay.
This sounds really hard.
Oh, it's not that hard. Watch this. Lucky dice. Oh, three! Okay! Got me the blue one! Damn! Oh, I gotta tie my hands up. I'm such a bad guy.
I don't want to play this.
You don't like my game?
It seems really difficult.
It's not that difficult. I just don't want to put my ass on your twister board. That was a loser game.
Oh, come on. That was great.
Hold on, guys. Jeffy's calling for us. Let's go downstairs and see if he created a game.
So Jeffy was the game maker.
Whoa!
My game is Jeffy, oh boy.
Well, you made this yourself?
Yep, I drew the pictures all by myself.
I find that very hard to believe. I think a factory in China may have been involved.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay, so like, is this based off the game that McDonald's used to have on their cups?
What?
Is this the game that McDonald's used to like have on their cups?
You mean Monopoly?
Yeah.
But, I mean, McDonald's didn't invent Monopoly.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They invented cheeseburgers.
They didn't invent cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, so how do you play this game? It's like just like regular McDonald's Monopoly?
Well, it's like regular Monopoly, and I even got you guys' pieces too. So right there is Cody's glasses, there's my helmet, Junior, there's your bib, and then Joseph, there's your basketball.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we have our own pieces, that's so cool!
Yep, and since it's my game, I automatically get to start with 5 properties. Read it and queef. I have the classroom, I have my bicycle, I have the SML store, I have Goodman's Bank, and now I have my skateboard, cause you can't keep me off that bitch.
Oh yeah, you're always riding that thing.
You're always riding a skateboard.
Yep, so since it's also my game, I get to go first too. So, let's see. Alright, I got 11. I'll move my piece. 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Summer school. I want to buy it.
Okay, here's your summer school property. That's way more than what it was.
I got it like that, bitch.
Okay, well, it is your game.
Alright, my turn. I'm going to roll. Ooh, that's 6. Okay.
You're not counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got it.
That is Jeffy's pool.
Nope.
I want to buy it.
Do you want piss in it or not?
All right. I just bought Jeffy's pool.
Oh, watch this turn, dude. Oh, 4? That's pussy. 1, 2, 3, 4. What is that? School supplies? I don't care about school, dude.
You have to pay $200.
Oh, bro. It's a conspiracy.
All right, Cody. Your turn.
Okay. That's 5, 6, 7. That's 7. So could you move me 7, please? I can't reach it.
No. If I have to touch your piece and you lose your turn, it's automatically my turn again.
Okay. Dang. Well, that's your game.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to touch your piece, then...
I can't. It's way over there.
All right. 10.
That's doubles. Why don't you go to jail?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Red couch. I want it.
Here's your red couch.
Bread factory, bitch!
I think I'm winning.
So is it my turn again?
Yes.
Where is the dice? Okay.
That was not a good roll.
I got a 7.
Yeah,
shouldn't count as a roll.
And you moved Cody's glasses.
What?
Are you going to jail, buddy?
Just pick it up.
I land on clown school. I want to buy it.
Here you go.
All right, Cody, can you grab the money from me?
It's way over there. I can't reach it.
Then I'll just pay later. Oh, okay. Like a credit card.
My roll! Ooh, what's that? 8? Okay, that's way better than 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8!
Foot long bangers! Sign me up, please.
Okay, let me find that.
Yeah, find it, Cody.
That's, hold on. Got a lot of properties that are not very, organized. Oh, there it is!
Yeah, pay for it, dude.
Oh, I gotta pay for real?
Yeah, it's kinda how the game works. A lot of money involved.
A big time, man. 500.
Okay, that's again not what it costs. I think I am winning. I don't know why everybody's paying me.
You should give him change.
Yeah,
asshole.
Look at all the money you have, banker.
There's so much. I don't.
Cody, do your turn.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll pay later. Okay, fine. That's again, I can't reach it.
All right, you know your turn.
Okay, I think I see where this is going.
8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I want Goodman E. Cheese.
Okay. That's.
And I'll provide the cheddar.
There you go.
Actually, no, I don't feel like paying for this one, so I think I'm going to keep it.
That's fine. I have enough money.
Then it's also his game. He can make
money.
Yeah, that's true. It's got his name on it.
All right, give me that. That is That is that's six, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's two threes. That makes six.
That boy, genius.
Three is half of six.
No, okay, I see where you're going. Mm-hmm. You're a smart ass. One, two, three, four, five, six. Which one is that one?
That's military school.
Ooh, I want to buy it.
That's right here.
There you go. All right, how much is that one?
That one was, it's $200.
Okay,
good enough. All right.
Got it.
I can't grab
my roll. That's okay. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever paid for anything. So.
I got it. Hey! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
8?
The classroom?
No, it's military.
You owe me a ship. You owe me all your
money. No! That's not how we play!
I like this game. I just won.
No, not really, because I think any meeny miny, I win. So everyone give me all your shit.
That's his game. It's got his name and his face on it.
Yeah, you fuckers lose.
Today is the last day of school before Christmas break, so we're gonna have a free day today.
We got a free day?
No work?
Oh, hell yeah, dude!
You spelled break wrong.
No, I didn't. That's how you spell break.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-K.
That's how you spell break if you broke something. This is how you spell break if something is stopping, like how a car uses its brakes to stop. This is a Christmas break because we are stopping school for your Christmas vacation.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I'm the teacher, Cody, not you. The teacher is always right.
But you're wrong.
All right, Crass, that's it. Since Cody wanted to be a smartass, you're going to have homework over Christmas break. I'm going to go prepare a packet.
Good going, Four Eyes!
Yeah, you flippin' nerd!
Sorry, guys. Whenever someone makes a spelling mistake, I have to just keep pushing and pushing until it ruins everyone's day.
I frickin' hate you, Cody, you frickin' fricker. I wanna frick your mom. So, Penelope, what do you want to do during Christmas break?
Other than a shit ton of homework?
Sorry,
Well, Junior, I was really hoping we could spend time together on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, do you, like, want a Christmas gift or something? Because I haven't got you anything.
Yeah, I want a Christmas present. I got you something.
Junior, Christmas is in less than a week.
Well, the stores are still open, so I can go get you a gift today. What do you want?
I really want something, but it's really expensive.
What is it?
A Harry Poupon necklace.
Harry Poupon?
What the fuck? You made my nigga rich rich?
What's a Harry Poupon necklace?
Junior, Harry Poupon is the most name-brand show-off expensive necklace there is. All the white girls want one.
Yep.
Well, how expensive is it?
Well, in funky rap terms, shit, about a band or two.
Sounds about right. Lil Wayne did say, I'm richer than a bitch without the Harry Poupon.
Yeah, he did say that. Lil Wayne does love Harry Poupon necklaces.
$1,000 to $2,000 for a necklace?
You don't have to get it for me, but I really want it. And think about this, Junior. If you got me something like that, I could, like, never break up with you. Because what other boyfriend could get me something like that?
I mean, you could never break up with me if I got it for you. It's like an investment. Ugh, that's so much homework. Thanks, Cody.
Sorry.
I threw my shit away, dude. I'm not doing homework on Christmas. I'm already on Christmas break.
You're right. I'm gonna look at these Harry Poupon necklaces.
Ah, Junior, you're not actually gonna buy one of those, are you?
I might get her one of the cheap ones. Like, look, this one's only $930.
Dude, you can't see that pebble. It's so small. She's not gonna like that.
Well, how about I get her the $2,500 one?
How are you gonna even afford that?
I was thinking I could steal my dad's credit card and buy the necklace, and hopefully he doesn't see the charge until after I give her the necklace. But by that time, she'll be my property.
Junior, you're not gonna own her just because you bought her a necklace.
She said if I buy her this necklace, she'll never leave me.
Dude, she's not an indentured servant.
Yeah, she can say anything. It doesn't mean it's true. She could still leave you.
Well, I'll tell her, look, I'll only give you this necklace if you sign this contract saying I own you.
Okay, well, even if she agreed to do that, it's not legal to own a person.
Well, what stupid idiot would make that rule?
Abraham Lincoln.
Why'd he do that? Oh! I guess he made a good decision.
I guess? What do you mean? I guess we just guess it now?
Look, let's just go back to the Harry Poupon. So if I buy her this necklace, it would be stupid because she could just leave me anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so then I should test her loyalty before I spend so much money on a Christmas gift.
What, how are you gonna do that?
I'll hire a really hot guy to ask Penelope for her number, and if she gives her number, she's a cheating bitch, and I won't give her the necklace.
Ooh, I like this plan, dude.
I don't know, this doesn't seem fair to Penelope.
Not fair? If she gives her number, she's a cheater. If she says I have a boyfriend, then she's loyal. What's not fair about it?
Well, what if she gives him a fake number?
That's still cheating, because it's, you're entertaining it.
Yeah, of course.
If she gives the guy a fake number, the guy might think she made a mistake and said, ooh, she got a number wrong, she really was into me, she saw my wiener imprint in my pants, and she liked it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like cheating to me.
If a girl asked me for my number, I would say, I have a girlfriend, I'm loyal, go away.
Because that's my boy, he loyal.
Junior, you would not say that.
Well, that's because we're dogs. You know, we're just trying to get our next bone.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, if a girl asks for our number, we're going to say yes, especially if it's a 10 out of 10 Coke bottle shaped ass busting out the frames type bitch.
Well, that's why it doesn't seem fair to Penelope, because you're getting a 10 out of 10 guy to ask her.
Well, girls should stay loyal, Cody. So I think I should do this. I'm going to hire a really hot guy to see if she'll give her number away.
Okay, well, who are you going to hire?
Aw, dude, I know the perfect guy. My homeboy Stanley. Man, he pulls all the hoes. He has 7 on his roster right now.
Is he hot?
Bro, he fucks. Keeps his dick wet. I'm telling you, smooth as butter. Real player made ass nigga. Look, we went to a party one time, and I had this girl. She was 11 out of 10, bro. She was really feeling me. Hot as hell. But then I walked away to get a drink. Next thing you know, she's upstairs with Stanley getting it on. You can't leave him alone with a girl for longer than 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, he picks pockets pussy. Has sleight of hand, bro. Oh, juggernaut. Bro, he has every perk available.
Wait, why have I never heard of this guy?
Cause he likes vagina, Cody, not penis. Look, I'm gonna go get it real quick.
Junior, aren't you a little worried about Stanley? He seems a little overqualified for this job. He might actually steal your girlfriend.
Well, that's what I want. I want a guy so hot that she would cheat, so I know not to buy her this necklace.
But I don't think it's just gonna be a job for him.
Here's my man, Stanley!
Stanley is dead. Oh, you mean Stanley. Hey, Stanley, we've heard so much about you and your penis.
What's up, guys? Where are the women at?
That's my boy. Man, he stay on the prowl. He can't be stopped.
That's him?
Oh, yes, he is him. Himothy, Mr. Metal Detector Dick looking for the hoes.
So, Stanley, I like your shirt.
Thank you. It stands for equality, which means any girl can get it. I like fat Asians, lardy Latinas, obese white women, and big booty black bitches.
All of the above, my boy.
Well, I have a job for you, Stanley.
And it includes women, so don't be nervous.
Okay, what is it?
So I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me. So I want you to go up to her and ask for her number. And if she gives you her number, then I know to break up with her.
Okay, can I pap?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just want to see if she'll cheat on me.
Oh, I guarantee she'll cheat.
Yeah, my boy guarantees it. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, so where is she?
Okay, so here's the plan. I was going to call her and tell her to come over here and tell her I was hanging out with you. And then I was going to go use the bathroom. And then while you're alone with her on the couch, that's when you ask for her number.
Okay.
All right, so, Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch.
Okay, I got you, bro.
I'm going to call Penelope. So, Penelope, meet my new friend, Stanley.
Sup?
Hi.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I got to go use the bathroom. I'm going to leave you two alone. You would never cheat on me, right?
No, Junior.
I'll be right back.
So, how's it going?
Good. Just hanging out.
All right, I only have a shirt on.
Wait, do you have a mustache?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
How old are you?
15. You should totally lift up my shirt.
How do you know Junior?
Today.
What? That doesn't answer my question.
You're really pretty. Can I get your number?
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
She must have put up some sort of dumb bitch force field that prevents me from getting her number.
I can hear you.
Time to go to Plan B. Do you like oranges?
Yeah.
My balls are the size of oranges. You should totally squeeze them.
Okay, you need to leave.
Well, I got 7 other women that would totally be happy to squeeze them. And 5 of their hands are on my shirt right now.
Great, well, go call them. Go.
You know what? I think I might.
Oh, weirdo!
So, Penelope, when Stanley asked for your number, what'd you say?
I told him no, but Junior, how did you know he was gonna ask for my number?
I didn't. Guys, you can come out now!
Why are your friends hiding behind the couch?
We were playing hide and seek, I just gave up. So, Cody, when Stanley asked Penelope for her number, what'd she say?
Well, she said no.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
Not exactly.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
No.
We have to break up.
Junior, he's your friend, he should know I'm your girlfriend!
If a guy asks for your number, you're supposed to say, no, I have a boyfriend, go away.
You and invited me over, and before you walked away, you asked if I would ever cheat on you right in front of him, and I said no.
Okay, go to your house. Let me think about it. Guys, did she seem interested when Stanley was talking to her?
No, not at all.
Yeah, something was off about her. She seemed weird. Yeah, it might have been a pH balance or something.
You said Stanley pulls hoes.
I mean, he usually does. He has like a 99% return rate on him.
Guys, I think maybe there's just something wrong about Stanley. I mean, it seems like maybe he only likes fat girls.
Huh? What makes you say that?
Well, he only mentioned fat girls, and it seems like that's the only way a guy as weird as him could get that many girls.
I ain't gonna let you talk bad about my homeboy like that.
Yeah, obviously Stanley gets hot girls because Joseph said he stole his 11 out of 10 hot girls.
Yeah, I mean, I did say she was bad, and I meant like 11 out of 10 on the fat scale. That bitch was huge. A brick house. I'm talking about bad cholesterol, goddamn. Look, any day she could eat a Debbie cake and be in the grave. I'm talking about heavy breathing, all that shit. Whew! Yeah, she was fat as hell.
Well, I guess that answers their question, Junior.
I don't think Stanley was a good enough test to see if she would cheat. We need to get a rich guy, because girls will cheat for money, so we have to get a rich guy to come up and offer her money to cheat.
Like a prostitute?
No. Like, we need a guy to come up to her and say, you're the type of girl that needs to wake up on a yacht every morning, and then boom, give her $1,000 to see if she cheats.
It doesn't seem fair to use money.
No, if she's gonna leave me over money, then I don't want to be with her at all.
Junior, it really seems like you want her to cheat on you.
Yes! I want her to cheat, because I can't afford that necklace!
So let me go call Richard, you know, our rich friend.
What do you poor kids want?
Well, Richard, you have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, my name's Richard, not Portrait. I'm rich!
Okay, so I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me if you gave her money.
Well, of course she'll cheat on you if I give her money. She's a woman. She loves money.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do. I think you should go up to her and say, hey, baby, I'll give you $1,000 if you make out with me right now.
Or I could do this. I have an even better idea. Cody, pick a number between 1 and 10,000.
Well, I gotta go with my favorite number, 5.
Okay. All right, check your phone.
Okay, well, you just Apple paid me $5. Oh, shit, I mean, my favorite number's 5,000, that's what I meant.
Too late.
Oh, God damn it, I didn't know money was involved, fuck!
Well, yeah, go up to her and do that.
Well, I'm not gonna just give her free money. If you want me to do it, you can give me the money and I'll do it.
I don't have any money, though.
All right, well, then no deal.
Oh, okay, I got an idea. There's this really expensive necklace that she wants, so I can go steal my dad's credit card, buy the necklace, give it to you, and you can give her the necklace and see if she would cheat on me.
Okay.
Okay, let me go get my dad's credit card and buy it.
But Junior...
Okay, I just got back from the Harry Poupon store. This necklace was like $3,000. My dad's gonna beat me up when he sees his credit card statement. So here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna call Penelope over, I'm gonna leave her alone on the couch, and you're gonna walk up to her and say, hey, I just bought you this Harry Poupon necklace. Make out with me and see what she does.
Okay.
Alright, Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch, and you take this. Alright, Penelope, just sit right there.
Junior, what's going on?
I have to use the bathroom, my stomach hurts.
Again?
Hey.
Hi.
I got you this necklace from Harry Poupon.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Oh my god, thank you so much! It's so beautiful!
Yeah, you wanna make out?
No.
You don't wanna tongue my hairy mustache?
Ew, no! Go away!
Ugh, fine, poor.
Creep.
Okay, Penelope, I'm back. Wait a minute, where'd you get that necklace from?
Oh my god, Junior, this weird kid with a mustache gave me this Harry Poupon necklace, and then he asked to make out with me, and I told him to leave.
You accepted a necklace from another man? We're breaking up.
No, Junior, this is great, because now you don't have to give me this necklace anymore.
But I got you that necklace.
No, you didn't, Junior. That creepy kid did.
No, I did. Cody, get in here!
Yeah, Junior, I was gonna warn you. If you're gonna get her the necklace, you should just give it to her yourself. Now she thinks another guy gave it to her.
Well, tell her I got it for her.
Yeah, Penelope, he bought you that necklace for the other kid to give you. This was just another test to see if you'd cheat.
What?
Well, I think you're gonna cheat on me, so I hired two guys to see if you'd cheat on me, and you didn't.
Well, I didn't, so now what?
Well, now you have the Harry Poupon necklace.
Oh my god, really, Junior? Thank you so much! I'm never, ever, ever, ever! You.
So does that mean I own her now?
No, Junior.
Oh, man, my dad sounds pissed. Santa Claus, all I want for Christmas is my dad not to beat my ass.
Junior! You ran the charges on my credit card! Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass!
No, someone save me!
Ho, 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 ho!
Santa Claus! I asked Santa Claus, the only thing I wanted for Christmas is for you not to beat my ass.
Oh, man, I guess I can't do it now.
But I can. $3,000 on a necklace. I'm gonna beat your ass red like my rosy cheek.
Ah!
Beat his ass, Santa! Beat his ass!
You believe that, Joseph? There's just no way.
Totally way, dude. Marlin would have murked Lilo's ass.
Lilo's a human. Marlin's a fish.
But look, Marlin knew the sea turtles and the sharks. He had connections, dude.
But Marlin was a pussy the whole movie.
A pussy with connections. That's a fast-moving pussy.
But Lilo has connections, too, because Stitch is an alien with four arms, and there's Pleakley, and there's Jumba, and then there's the Child Protective Service guy named Bubbles.
Didn't one of them wear a wig?
That's Pleakley.
Hey, guys, what are you talking about?
Oh, Cody, please sell an argument. Who would win in a fight? Marlin from Finding Nemo or Lilo from Lilo and Stitch?
Definitely Marlin,
right? Lilo.
Where's the fight happening? On land or in the ocean?
Lilo said his ass can get it anywhere. She can do it on land or she can do it in sea. In the movie, in the beginning, she's swimming underwater. She gives Pudge the fish a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, well, that's not what fish eat. She shouldn't be doing that.
Well, she did it anyway.
She would not survive in the water for that long.
She can hold her breath!
No, the hell she could.
She's a good swimmer!
I love it.
Well, still, I mean, I think the fish she fed that PB&J to probably died because his gills got all gunked up with peanut butter. So I'm going to say Lilo because she has a record of killing a fish.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you, Cody! Common sense!
No, the hell
is not! You know, speaking of PB&J, Junior. Pretty hungry, Junior. Let's have some dinner, Junior.
Yeah, let's get some grub, Junior.
So, what do you guys want for dinner?
Ooh, how about some big old corn on a cob?
As a meal?
Yeah, hell yeah, why not?
Okay, how many cobs you want, Joseph?
About 6.
Wait, so we're doing this? We're having corn on the cob for dinner?
How many cobs you want, Cody?
How many cobs? I don't know. Can't we have something fun like toaster strudel?
No, that sounds good, too. I love me a good toaster strudel.
Oh, yeah, I love me some toaster strudel. I've had that before.
What's the matter, Junior? You don't like toaster strudel?
I love toaster strudel. I eat those all the time.
You've never had toaster strudel, have you?
Yes, I have. I eat one every morning. I just had one right before you guys came over.
Oh yeah, then what do they look like?
They look like
is it a hot dog with a stick in the middle?
Yes.
No, the fuck it's not. You lying son of a bitch. Oh, that is a corn dog.
I don't know. I've never had a toaster strudel. Fine.
I can't believe you. You have to have a toaster strudel.
You gotta try one now.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll go get one. I'll go to the toaster strudel store. Toaster strudel.com. I'll ask Chef Pee Pee for one. And I'm gonna make it. Hey, Chef Pee Pee, do we have any toaster strudel?
Oh, hell yeah, we do. It's my favorite meal. Here you go, little bitch. Get your strudel on.
Can you make it for me?
Oh, hell no. No, sir. I am your dad's slave, not junior slave. And I am currently on break, so I'm not doing any extra work.
Okay, how many minutes do I put in the microwave?
So stupid.
I don't see any microwave instructions.
Say it one more time. What instruction?
It doesn't have microwave instructions. Can you just tell me how many minutes to put in the microwave? It just says toaster instructions. I'm just going to put it in there for 2 minutes. Okay, make three of them. Put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. Yeah. It smells like they're done. Oh, yeah. That looks like a toaster strudel to me. Heck yeah, it does. Alright guys, I'm done making them, but I don't know why you like them so much. They smell like burnt shit.
Jesus, Junior, what the fuck did you do?
Dude, did you burn 3 Hot Pockets?
No, I made the toaster strudel like you guys wanted.
What is that, blueberry?
No, it's strawberry. The box said strawberry.
It's black.
Oh, hey, watch what you say. You know what, I'm gonna let it slide, cause it is black.
Well, look, it's strawberry.
Junior, you overcooked it. How long did you leave it in the toaster?
I didn't use a toaster, I used a microwave.
You used a microwave to make a toaster strudel.
Dude, it's not a microwavable strudel.
Well, there was no microwave instructions on the box.
Well, you should put it in a toaster, because it's a toaster fucking strudel.
Well, listen, it doesn't matter how you heat it up, as long as it's cooked.
Clearly it matters. Clearly it does.
Right way, dude. It's going to end up like 3 black bricks, and you didn't even add the icing.
I'll be honest with you guys, I was super concerned when I saw whatever the hell that was. I thought maybe those were used condoms.
Junior, it's the icing. It's the best part.
Well, listen, I almost put that in the microwave, too.
How about you just put it in a toaster?
Well, I don't know where a toaster is. I couldn't find a toaster, but the microwave was right there.
I bet there's a toaster down there. Do you know what a toaster looks like?
Oh, no, I'm worried now, dude.
Maybe we should just go make it.
No. I will make it. I will make the toaster. I was screwing with you guys. This is all a joke. I've made toaster all the time. This is just a big prank.